You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
All right, guys, Harry's. I mean, how many times can I tell you to go buy Harry's?
I mean, it's harry's.com. You know what it is. You get the blades, you get the razors, you get the gel or the cream. You put it on your head. It works excellently. First of all, I've been using it for since we started, like 2 years.
Yeah, I now still have the razor. I'll tell you, the next spot when I'm no longer using that razor, I will tell you. Because it's still not... messed up. Like, no, it still works
perfectly.
I think I've been using it way past when Harry says to even use it.
I cut my head with it. I shave my beard with it. I shape it up. I shave my neck. I get the peas because the peas be popping in the kitchen. That's what black people call peas in the back of the neck.
Oh.
When your peas popping in your kitchen. And Harry's blaze it takes care of that.
My neck peas?
Your neck peas. That's right.
Hey, come on. Shave your neck peas, guys.
Listen, it's only $15, but if you use the Race Wars promo code, that's right, two separate words, Race Wars, you get $5 off. It's
$10. $10 for a month of shaving, and the promo code is Race Wars. Superior Blade. That's what it is. They always give us this talking point of their German blade factory.
But who makes blades better than Germans?
I mean, I wouldn't even just give it to the Germans like that, but it's a good blade. I mean, it's just been lasting.
It's the Mercedes-Benz of blades. Okay, they build it all in their own factory in Germany, and they send you. They send you like three blades, and you get the razor, and the shaving cream or gel. I use the gel because I like the gel. The cream gets too pasty on my head sometimes. I got a black head. I don't want to have white marks on. So I go ahead with the gel, and it works for me.
Yeah. Everybody's like sick of the razor industry. You know, there's like all these like razors coming out because I didn't even realize there was going to be a full revolt against razors coming.
Because they're too expensive. They cost about 2 cents to make and they're selling them for fucking $30.
Yeah. So I guess that's why there's all these things. So take advantage of it now and stop paying all that money.
Harry's.com is the best. $10 with the promo code Race Wars. Two separate words. Type it in. Get the savings.
Harry, shave your neck piece.
That's right.
Rich Wars.
I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to be?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power!
With Kurt Metzger and
We back, bitches. I'll be back in the building. Race Wars.
All right. I was so busy trying to ignore the theme song that I forgot.
Don't ever ignore that. That's only the stylish thing in your life. Me and that song.
Them boys?
Them
boys?
Do you
know that song, Ian?
Them boys? I love that song.
Thank you.
All right. So who's she knows. Who's she going to introduce our guest?
Yeah, let's introduce our guest.
So it's Annie Letterman.
Okay. Hello. And it's Letterman, right? Letterman?
It is Letterman.
With a D.
With a D.
With one D. No T is one D. And I point at my flat chest and then my dick after that.
Okay. Wow. Nice. Well, that's a welcome. That's a hello.
Yes. Tranny
the dick
Annie.
Is on the forehead. And then Rebecca Jones.
Yes.
What's your middle name again? Your assassin?
Naomi.
Rebecca Naomi Jones was TV Sade.
Right.
So if people listen, they remember Sade who threw a phone at Gavin.
Yes.
So in the pilot, we had, and TV Karen's going a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, TV Karen and Sade. And by the way, because Rebecca, we didn't even know if we could get her.
Rebecca's a big star.
She's a big
star. I saw Rebecca on Broadway.
Rebecca's a big star to like four or five teenagers.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's why I know about you, because I hang out with teenage girls all day.
Dude,
and they love
get it where you.
You
can.
Dan, the producer, didn't know if we could get her, because she was like, better than everybody when she was in the audition.
Yeah. Yes.
And he's like, I hope we can get her. She's like a Broadway. I'm like, dude, Broadway is like beneath us. I mean, I know it's art, but we're on television. Yeah, we'll get her.
You're an idiot.
But I just watched you, because you know it was on that American Idiot.
Yeah.
But the documentary about it.
Yeah.
So I was trying to find you in that ocean of white people.
Yeah. Well, I
went in the picture, in the cast.
They were showing the rehearsals of making that Green Day.
Right. Yeah. I went to go see it with Chris Rock.
How was it?
It was great. It was amazing. She fucking stole the show.
You call Chris Rock Chrissy?
Yes.
Yeah, it's his cousin. That's his cousin, Chris.
Where do we get pretzels? So we got pretzels? What the fuck is going on here?
I want to have a really dry mouth. I want you to really hear me smack my mouth together.
Nice. That's going to be a nice smacking sound. No, I can't. I cannot. I can't smoke pot
Annie
and then eat pretzels. That's just that I can't
Before
do that.
Before any blowjob, she likes a nice couple pretzels.
That's why you get a faulty mouth.
I like to sharpen my teeth. Sharpen my teeth. Get ready to just dive in. It's not a blowjob till you bleed in my mouth.
Nice.
That's
nice.
The Philly way.
I think we got a title. We got a title of the episode.
Dude, I was laughing so hard. I was in a store. You know, you just randomly remember shit.
Yeah.
So I remember to tell. Told me that the Nazis tried to plug an extension cord into a Jew to make a computer.
What?
In the war, like that's one of their experiments. They plugged an extension cord into a Jew to make a computer.
I'm sure they went, how far did they plug the cord, first of all?
I don't know, but I just like.
It's not like between the cheeks. It's all the way in.
Just in a line, chuckling to myself, thinking of that.
Well, a Jew just nodded yes, so I think I'm right with my facts.
What? Goldstein?
They took the cord all the way in them, then they Goldstein.
All the way in, and then it comes out your mouth.
Okay. I don't think that's how a cord works, but all right.
Yeah, but that's not how it works.
Was that through the dick hole or the butthole?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go butthole.
Just let me bleed in your mouth.
Yeah.
Well, it's really not that hard.
Nice.
Yeah, we just settled our Gavin hash yesterday.
Oh, Gavin stuff?
Yeah.
I never thought that was a good show.
It was a great show.
Great show.
I remember why I liked Gavin again.
He needs so much attention. That's the problem. He's not fucking at home and he needs attention. I get it.
He used to be with Vice. He's like the first hipster, for real. Like, he's the first one. All those mustaches, he was the first fucking guy.
None of the views of hipsters?
No, he had them, but he's so, like, in his soul a hipster, he has to go opposite. So
right,
they,
right. Like, the hipsters are not hipster
enough.
He's
like, keep the babies.
Yeah, like, he did all that shit first, and now he has to be Catholic for some reason.
he is.
What do you tell us? Like, a friend, like, got back with his girl, cheated on him, and he won't talk to either of them again because he can't. I'm like, what are you, like a black woman now, dude? Like, what do you give a shit? Like,
he cares too much. His name should be Peaches.
Yeah.
He bugs me, but I love him.
Well.
It was a good episode, though. Let's talk about my article. How about that, you son of a bitch?
Yeah, did you
know
that?
Did you read it?
Sherrod wrote an article about Tracy Morgan. I read it.
Okay.
And I read it on set, actually.
Okay.
In the New York
Post. Out loud. It was great.
And
I loved it.
The New York Post,
with my lips moving the whole time.
Did you see the picture? Did you read it on a newspaper, or did you read it online?
On my phone. You gave me a link.
See, but the newspaper, you can see me in my newsy hat. I wore my newsy hat for the photo. It was great.
I want to hear about this article.
That was a great article. Show the article, Kurt.
Wait, hold on. There's a whole separate conversation going on.
Sorry.
I texted Erin, and then she didn't text me back, and I was calling
her
a cunt. Do you know
Erin already?
I was getting on a plane.
No, I knew Erin. I met Erin a couple times with Matt Koff, her boyfriend. Yeah. And
Aaron's a part of the family. Her boyfriend, we don't really talk about around here.
Okay.
We shun boyfriends. We know we're not boyfriend friendly in here.
Okay, well, Schmatchmoff. But anyway, so, and then I saw her at the Comedy Central, the Emmys after party.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if it was her for sure, so I was acting really weird. And I didn't want to, like, I just didn't want to have that moment. And then so I texted her, I got her number from Matt, and I was like, hey, sorry if I was acting weird, I wasn't sure if that was you. And then she just ghosted my ass.
Really?
So now she's here to tell me why she's a cunt.
Okay, well, do it on
cunt talk. Cunt talk. Cunt talk.
In my defense, I am a cunt. Yes. You're right.
Too.
But I was like getting on a plane when I saw it, and they were like,
okay, we get it. They let you on planes.
They
were
like, turn your phone off. And so I think I turned it off, and I just forgot that you texted me. Oh,
do we have any tissues? Because I'm crying right now.
No, I was so unbothered by it that it was just like, I wasn't even thinking.
Yeah.
I got scared. It was like another Erin I defriended. I was like, oh, fuck, did I just text the girl I just friend-dumped? Jesus.
Have some more pretzels. Here's the other thing. Last night was the roast battle of Caitlin versus Karen.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And who? What's going on with
Karen
that?
Won. I guess Karen avenged Nick. I don't know how to spin this.
Avenged Nick? What, Nick lost to Caitlin or something?
Yeah, don't you remember? Nick lost.
I don't keep up what these kids are doing.
You don't keep up with the roast battles?
No.
And, yeah.
I don't get the phone alert. What happened? Who won?
Karen won.
Oh, shit. Caitlin lost to Karen?
I know.
Caitlin lost?
But they had, Sugar, they were the best ones of the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, their thing was so much better
than
everyone else's.
Nobody was really
that
good
on
it.
I did hear Crash the Mouth. We took over the show. That's how spinoff show Crash the Mouth, and that's their show. And I heard y'all was the best part of the show. So
100%.
Congratulations on
that. Thank you. We kicked butt. We took names.
Nice.
Came to represent.
Who else battled?
We did well. It was Jussie Dodge and Nick. Cannon were the headlining comics.
These names mean nothing
to
the listeners.
Cannon. Mike Cannon.
Sorry.
Mike Cannon was not available.
No, he wasn't there. Mike Cannon and Jussie Dodge. I don't know my friends' names.
By the way, Will Smith and Nick Cannon went up against each other.
Wiling out with Mike Cannon.
I remember
being Jussie Dodge and then that really famous guy. It was crazy.
Oh.
I remember being at Stress Factory when they were announcing Nick Cannon's coming next week, and the amount the crowd got excited about it, I wanted to burn the whole
good
club down.
You need to see how much America loves good old Nicky. Nicky Cannon.
His comedy is like, I'm sure he's a sweet enough fellow.
Right.
You know, he's a good guy. He wakes up at 6 a.m. and milks that fucking Mariah Carey every morning, right?
They're not together anymore.
Oh!
I like his kids. He's got one of those kids that has the little kid glasses. I love the little goggle glasses.
Who does?
You're in my heart forever. I love that.
Oh, that little kid with the circle glasses?
Yeah, I love it. That wrap all around their head.
My
yeah.
favorite thing is when they have like the problem with the thing, so they have like the little egg on top of their
iPad.
Yeah, little iPad.
Kids are falling apart, ain't they?
So cute.
I really like kids with problems. I like, what's that thing we're on?
Like broken toys.
Yeah.
Then they grow up into those things I want to fuck. You know, those fucked up broken toys.
I saw these burn face kids. They were so adorable.
We had a burn face kid at my camp. We had a burn face kid. We called him Burn Joey.
Did you fight over who got
How
to hold
we
him?
We had some burn kids at my camp too in Brooklyn.
We had burn
one of the
Joey.
Kids, they was missing fingers.
No, ooh.
No.
It was
three. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Shred his whole body. He was burned.
Yeah. It was three siblings. We had three siblings. They all were burned. And some were missing more fingers than others, but they all had that skin that if you look at the skin.
Yeah. The Freddy Krueger face.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
a bad look. But
he was kind of a dick.
Nice.
My brother was like, he was a dick. And I was like, well, I think he's probably a little mad.
Yeah.
At whoever flicked that cigarette. and then,
But
then we also had a camp counselor with, like, he was missing legs. I remember he would do handstands in the pool. He would take his legs off. And you would see his nubs.
Annie, where did you...
That's uncomfortable.
Annie grew up near a toxic waste dump. And,
I'm like, where did my parents send me? What camp was that?
Correct question.
Indian Point.
Indian Point, yeah.
It's called Indian Valley.
Indian Valley?
Mm-hmm.
They changed one word in the name.
Did you go to camp?
Yeah, I went to many camps. I went to Boy Scout camp. I went to church camp.
Really?
Oh, my
God. Yeah. We did a lot of humping, though, in some of the camps, because it was girl and boy.
I just assume that's what it's for, right?
Oh, and those ling tools. We stayed in a ling tool. There's a three wall. You get the three walls and no front wall. You ever stayed in that? Going camping? You got to build the fire right up front of it? Yeah, I had some of my best humping out there, nigga.
Wow.
Humped everybody out there, nigga.
How old were you, Sean?
I was like, I went camping from around 8 to about 14.
So you
were fucking
at 8.
No, I was humping when I said to 14, you animals.
Oh my God.
Listen, because you know, Cal Keith probably says how he started fucking at 11.
Who, Keith?
Yeah.
Ah, Keith.
Yeah, I love how different that is for a girl. Everyone's like, oh, are you okay? Later, are we allowed to hug you?
No, I go like, there's details.
Listen, do you believe it's a fucking, it's like a real rape if it's a teacher, you know, the hot teacher? I say
on a boy.
I say it depends how hot the teacher was. And
I remember a teacher grabbed my dick before.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yes, a female teacher, and it was how it went down. She was like, "Cause I ain't seen in a while," and I just went by. It was like after school, so I went by her room, and I was like, "Hey, Mrs. Whatever," and she was like, "Oh, you getting big?" and grabbed my dick.
Oh, you were getting
and
big.
I
like how it's like, also, you're like, and my dick's big. And the moral of the story is...
So, hold on.
Oh, yeah, well, that's not a mystery around here.
She had to fucking grab my giant cock.
Everybody knows my mule in his room.
Did she grab it first and then say you're getting big? Or was
let's
see how you're coming along.
Yeah, let's see how you're coming along.
And she used to mark on the doorway.
Put your dick against the
door. Yes.
He's a big boy now.
She measured it.
Yeah, she had a lot of memories.
And that was it?
That was it.
You ever do any weird shit? You're from New York, right?
I am
Queens?
From New York. Yeah, I never had
what school
a teacher,
you went to? What high school?
Berkeley Carroll, Excellence in Every Child in Park Slope, Brooklyn.
Oh, I went to Bishop Laughlin.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Boom.
Hey.
Now, go ahead. Finish your story.
All I was going to say was that to add another bougie thing to my upbringing, I sang in the Metropolitan Opera as a kid.
Did you?
From when I was like
you
7.
You was one of those kids. I would have chased you.
I mean, you
I
know.
I got chased.
Give me your goddamn lunch money right now.
I got chased by a bunch of black kids once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, so it's never been the last time. I'm guessing. So did she, I'm guessing.
All I was going to say was that one time
what
we
you
did
doing singing?
You think you sing better than us?
Oh, she thinks she cute.
Come on, guys.
Like, did you get, like, how real Sade, because Sade's from Trenton, but she always had to hang out with, like, the two white kids because she didn't have, like...
I want to know what happened to this Metropolitan singing stuff. What happened?
The only thing that happened was that one time we had a co-production thing with the Kirov Opera, which is from Russia.
Okay.
And there was, an older Russian opera singer guy, like a man. And I was a kid. I was, like, maybe 8, 9.
He said some ignorant
this
shit.
Be
yes,
so good.
And he came up to me
Who
and
Who brought
like,
the mud?
I'm so excited.
Do you love... Do you love? And I was like, what? Do
mean?
You love? I don't know. I think he meant, do you love me? And I was like, what? I don't, what?
You're like the cock? What do you mean?
And then he was like, do you love? And then he just sort of went for it. He just sort of like
to kiss?
Touch my vagina. Or he just sort of was like.
He fished you?
Yeah. See? He just like.
Is that called fishing?
Like a fishy where my friends and I used to do it. We'd go to my brother's frat when we were like 16 and we would we would put our hands together and shove them between guys' legs and go, swimmies, fishies.
Oh my God.
And
why,
then walk
hold
away.
On. Why is every weirdo.
I would have fucked that as a kid.
But remember Gavin told us his weird game of like.
Oh yeah.
They had a box and his brother would stick his dick and go, who are you? And he'd pull your dick. Why is there always a fucking
like
rhyme?
Like a light chain?
What's going on with young white kids?
Fishy, fishy, swimmy, swim.
You gotta like find a way to make your molesting sound less disgusting, I guess.
But that was fun.
So he's grabbed your vagina.
Yeah.
And how old were you?
I think I must have been like between 7 and 11.
Those dirty
and
Russians.
And did you love?
Those dirty Russians.
I did not
love.
I was a little confused. And then I definitely went home and told my parents. And my dad, who's the black one, was like, I will murder this person.
Oh.
And my mother, who's the Jewish one, was like,
he's Russian. Eddie, he's Russian. Don't fuck with Russians.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Are you half and half, really?
I'm a halfie.
No shit.
A halfie.
Yes.
You're Lenny Kravitzy.
I am. I'm Lenny Kravitzy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had
I like that. Mm-hmm. Now you married? I got a boyfriend or some shit?
I have a boyfriend. I have a man.
What's he do?
Don't bring him around here. Don't bring the nigga around here.
Okay.
I'm going to toss him up in the air around here.
He's a playwright slash, you know, he writes some TV.
A playwright?
Stuff.
I'm definitely going to beat his ass. That nigga write. He read and write.
Rebecca, is he gluten free?
Hell no.
Well, no, we send him our best. Anywho,
I had I was telling Karen about this. I had a teacher in high school, my art teacher, who wanted to draw me nude, and he jerked off on the back of my leg.
What?
Karen goes. He Titanic'd you?
Is that the deleted scene from Titanic? It was the most erotic thing I've ever done. He just came on my legs. Later, he drowned.
He didn't look like Leonardo DiCaprio. He had white man dreads, which is the most offensive.
First of all, let's go back to the beginning of this fucking story.
So okay. Just take
where it begins, and let us live it a little, okay?
Okay.
Now, how old were you?
I'm 16 years old.
Oh my God, so fuckable.
Yeah.
The perfect age.
I looked so exactly like, put your boners away for one second. I looked exactly like the middle Hanson brother.
Wow.
Even more fuckable
did
than
you
I imagined.
Put my boner away.
My boner's more ready now than ever.
Because I knew it was going to be, it would knock the table over. But I looked like him, but I was like a wigger. Like I had like the, you know, the lip liner.
Yeah.
And the hoops, which I still have.
I got to see pictures of that. You look like
Lisa
Lisa?
I really had like one.
Walking around looking like Lisa Lisa.
The problem was I took pictures then and I like cut them up and like put them all over, like taped them to my wall at that point because I thought that was cool.
That's cool.
But so I don't really have, I wish I knew Throwback Thursday was a thing because I would be crushing.
Wait.
But you were in a room alone with this art teacher?
Yeah. He was like.
Describe him, by the way. What does he look like?
He is like, has like dreads and he like smells bad.
Okay.
And.
White dreads?
White dreads.
Oh, white boy dreads are the worst dreads.
White boy dreads.
It helps nobody. Day and I had to fix my face.
It helps nobody.
So gross.
No.
It's like, listen, cut your hair and call your parents stupid.
And by the way, do you remember that shit where, who's that chick that, you know, at E, that the one I always say looks like the one of the ants from Ants?
Oh, Julianna Rancic.
Yeah. That praying mantis. Who got in trouble for saying their dreads? Somebody's dreads.
Oh,
that was her.
Patchouli oil.
But then I heard some dumb shit. Somebody goes, "Why is when white people have dreads, it's cool, and black people have, it's called dirty?" Like, where
did
you grow up?
Nobody thinks that's cool.
Who the fuck thinks white dreads?
No one.
Are like
never
been.
That's
not even a real prejudice.
I feel like I was brought to this earth to like take down men with like white guys with dreads. Like, I feel like that's like my purpose.
I feel like I was born to be like your microchip, like the Punisher in the van helping you murder them.
You gotta be homeless. You gotta be a homeless person with matted hair as a white person to pull off dreads.
You gotta be a gutter
punk. So gross.
Remember that girl that was just before Karen? I saw that girl that used to work at the cellar.
Which one?
We'll call her
We'll
call her Annie.
She had like a round head and those dreads?
She had those dreadlocks.
Yeah, yeah.
And she sold acid.
Yeah.
And so
that's why you know her.
She
sounds fun.
Yeah. No,
the dreads you barely remember. The acid
pussy blanket one, that story. The one that I'm tripping out and she like, I guess it's rape. She's jumped on me and jammed my hand and she goes, warm pussy blanket. It was so weird to be tripping and have someone say that.
Oh, what her pussy must have smelled like with those dreads.
Well, it was all right, but her friends were the worst. They were all gutter punks, and they're all those dudes that are like, the guys all look like coyotes, kind of.
you know? Right. Like, they just, like, turnips and God pulled them out of the ground. These scabby, dirty fucking... She was staying with her Russian friend in her Russian friend's house. These animals just ruined the apartment. So this skinny guy, he was dating this girl. It's like Annabelle, some awful name. Awful glasses. They look like R. Crumb drawings, these two girls. But not like of the girls he even wants mouth. To fuck. Yeah.
The cross-hatching was just them cutting
they
themselves?
They had the same socks. Like, she had the socks of Nanny from Muppet Babies on, pulled up. And they couldn't find him all night or something. Or they couldn't find her. She had fallen asleep under a car, apparently. Right. And then, meanwhile, this other girl who looked just like her but with dark hair, right? He cheated with her.
Thinking it was her?
That's what I thought, because that's an honest, they both the same amount of just like fugly under a bridge girl. But I just like, why do you do that shit in New York? That's for Philly, that bullshit. You can't pull that gutter punk shit up here. Nobody wants to.
It depends on
kid.
Where you are. It depends on the boroughs are big.
I see them sometimes around like 14th, but yeah. They don't last long.
They don't last long.
This ain't a town for like that kind of homeless.
No. No, because you got to be really homeless.
Nobody has patience for you.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And also, why do they all have dogs?
Yeah, and that's it. Everybody's mad at you for having a fucking dog.
But you know what?
Why don't you just go home and tell your parents you're sorry?
The thing I love the most is when they face tattoo, though, when they do their own. I'm like, yes, because you're going to fucking come out of this and you're going to want to get a real life again.
Yeah.
And you're going to be fucked, you fucking idiot.
No, that guy's dying.
But we so much New Yorkers.
No, he's going to work at Spencer's.
We so New Yorkers. We care about the dog more than we care about the homeless person.
Yeah, and you know why? Because it's not the dog's fault. That's
poor
why.
Dog right. out there.
Yeah, I people are like, that's appalling. No, it's not. The dog's more likable by a lot.
I always feel like they're training.
Listen, Kurt. I've been homeless.
They're
you've
humans,
been homeless.
Kurt.
Have you been homeless?
I lived in a car, not homeless.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying feed them to each other, but I'm just saying I don't really have, I've been homeless a bunch of times, but to get to the point where, like, there's no one. Now, you could be mentally ill. That's a real thing.
Right.
But where no one in your life is like, come in here. Like,
yeah, you've done something.
You're a fucking annoying motherfucker.
The
gutter punks, it's like a choice. That's what pisses me off.
Yeah, some people could be gay and their parents don't accept them, so they out there in the streets. So they all mixed
in
together.
I'm going to give you a total pass for that, but they even tend to find, well, we can go to Go To Gay Tommy about that.
Yeah,
Go
To Gay Tommy.
He works with real people that do, right? You do a lot of shit like that.
I only date gutter punks.
There's my boy.
I love just like tons of butthole hair. Just like that, like tons of butt hair.
You only did the gutter punks
like
the
time.
I love just some dingleberries hanging down.
A little ding dings.
When I butt fuck, let me tell you, I like that it would be a little challenge.
Like that, like if their asshole hair is dreaded.
Yeah. Like, oh, it's so good. Just clump together. Oh, my God.
Little texture.
Oh, good God Almighty.
Wait, are you
Tommy, you ready for this? Let's let Tommy do his segment. You, I feel like he's ready.
Annie, are you into butt fucking?
No.
We know where Tommy stands.
I've never had anal on purpose.
Never?
Good.
Always an accident.
Had it, but I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No, but I'll continue to do it because,
right.
Well,
that's pretty
She's
cool,
a team player.
Right? Yeah, team player. That's cool.
I want to hear, why. I'll continue to do it because. I want to hear.
Because I get talked into all kinds of stupid shit. Something about like being in bed, my ability to self-advocate just goes away and I get talked into whatever they want and I feel terrible before, during, and after, and no amount of meetings that I go to seems
Why do you feel
changing.
Terrible for being cooler than Annie, clearly?
That's right. Cool. She's like Fonzie compared
comes
to this
when
one.
She fucks.
Kayla's over here like the Fonz.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like the Fonz compared to this one over here. No anal. Never on purpose.
Meanwhile, Annie Cunningham. I don't like
Yeah, but Annie's orgasms might be real. I mean, like, you know, who knows?
It's a real either or thing.
I know she fucked up a pussy.
What about Rebecca? Broadway? I don't know how that would factor
They
in.
Definitely do anal on Broadway.
Yeah, because you fuck guys that are probably
Come
gay.
On.
Some do. Well, I don't personally fuck guys who are gay, but yes, I'm sure it happens quite a lot.
I've had a lot of gay boyfriends where I know, but it's like kind of fun because you're like, oh, there's no future here. This will be fine.
For me, that's like, I'll like make out with you. You know, we can sort of flirt and talk about it. But
that's how I feel. I'll make out with a gay dude, but I'm not going to fuck him.
I don't want to bone
I was very clear with telling me about that. Why have a line?
I had a gay boyfriend who we'd always like, he wasn't out and gay guy, he would always wear a suit. We lived in New Mexico, so it was like really weird. And so he'd wear a suit and gay men would like reach out to touch him. They would like try to grab him and I would slap their hands. I'd be like, not yet. Like, he's still mine. And we would always, we would fuck. Like, he was always like, let's invite some people. And we'd have like these orgies and like my guy friends would be like, he's making direct eye contact with me. Like, he would just be gazing into their eyes while we're all hooking up.
I'll tolerate that for a nice or George.
It was fun.
Oh, contact.
I'll fuck with
no, but the guys would like run away because the guys were like, "This is getting fucking weird." He's like fingering my asshole too much.
The guy's really gonna close. The guy's gonna close.
I just
want to
be at an orgy with you somewhere. So like, yeah, Kurt and Shrod just made a lot of eye contact.
We do this over the bitch.
Yeah. And then they did these hand things. That, I mean, I don't know. All right, Miss so go to Gay Tommy, our friend of the show.
Yes.
Who we met from fighting with me on Twitter.
That's he's, right. And he's with family. Yeah.
So I make
family.
Most of my friends. So, yeah, so
he
Tommy's
called
me
got a pussy.
What did you say?
And Tommy said, yuck. Patooey. Get it out of my face.
So, do we have a title for your segment, though? Did we make one
go
up?
To Gay Tommy.
All right. It's just
the
we're
go,
go
to gay. I don't know.
Yeah, we're going
to go to gay.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, so I'm really feeling gay right now, actually, because I know who Rebecca is. Because I used to be. I'm a really big Broadway queen. And I saw Passing Strange at the Public.
Oh, yes.
And
I missed
on Broadway
that.
Twice.
You're so, really? Shirt.
Nice
oh,
to meet
awesome.
You.
Nice
yeah,
to
yeah.
meet you, too.
Yeah. And everyone should see Passing Strange.
Is it
great.
Still running?
No,
but Spike Lee filmed it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. For HBO, right?
Great. Everyone should watch it. Yeah.
That's right. You were in that, too.
Yeah.
Damn, you working.
Trying.
You got to get that boyfriend out of there.
The playwright boyfriend.
He's out.
Write him right out of there.
I just feel like if he's a playwright, you're not really her type. Do you know what I mean?
Whoa, I wrote the article for the Post, you fucking bitch.
Now this has changed your life. It's the article is new. This is your new life?
That's my new life.
All right.
It was very well written where I did go, who did you plagiarize this from?
That's how I know it was good. It made white people uncomfortable. That's how good it was. That's how I knew it was good.
Who's that author?
Tracy Morgan.
Wait, what's her name? In school, we learned she was a black woman author that you study in school, but her first story, the teacher's like, you did not write this. Like, that was her first writing.
I don't know.
Fuck.
Maya Angelou?
No.
Sorry,
no.
She wrote that shit. First of all, she writes shit. If you take one look at her, like, yeah, that's what she would write. I rise.
How dare you, sir?
How dare you, sir? I'm not against her.
That's
but
Oprah's aunt, you son of a bitch.
I know. There's a certain type, and they're play, all the play. Fucking Oracle from the Matrix. All right. Have a cookie and rise. By the way, if Dog the Bounty Hunter was black, he looked exactly like Maya Angelou. Did you know that? All right. Same face, but what
is it? No, it's not the same face at all.
Side by side, I say do it. All right, so Tommy, go ahead.
I feel like I look like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
We're gonna go to Gay Tommy for our Go To Gay segment.
Yes.
So I'm gonna talk about Azalea Banks. Have you guys talked about her yet?
Oh
that
no.
I love that girl with that song where she says cunt a lot. Yeah.
Yes, it's great. Explain it to the audience, though. Explain it to the crowd, the truckers who listen.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like
and
every
second,
gay person.
Truckers,
I
please
her.
Just bear with us right now, okay? All the truckers listening right now.
This will be of interest to the boy
no,
you
do,
found
I'll do
in
a lot
that
of
parking
gay
lot.
It's gonna be great. Go, Tommy.
I'll define my terms as I'm going through because I feel like there might be a certain amount of translation. But so Azalea Banks is she's a rapper. She's from New York. She's very young. She's 24. She's had sort of more attention paid to her social media presence than she has had to her music, especially recently, because she just goes off on people.
Right.
She calls people faggot a lot, and she gets into a lot of shit for calling
people
faggot.
Oh, I didn't know she was cool.
So recently...
I like this son of a bitch.
She
I
was actually,
like
today's
you.
The 1 month anniversary of her losing her shit on a New York to Los Angeles Delta flight.
Oh.
She tried to get off the plane before everyone else, and this French couple, not coincidentally French, tried to block her path. And the man put his hand in her face, and she went off. And then the flight attendant came over and tried to de-escalate the situation. People pulled out their smartphones, started filming her, and someone caught her calling the flight attendant, the male flight attendant, a fucking faggot.
Oh,
I know.
That is
a sexually active gay man.
By the way,
of
flight attendants, I must say, I much prefer a friendly sky queen to the cunt jerky that's often on a Delta flight yelling at me.
Okay, that's
fair.
Yeah,
Delta does have the worst cunts ever.
They
do. Terrible.
But the gay
terrible.
Dudes are always just it's a delightful.
I do
like
a, I like totally a gay agree. Steward. Yeah.
Right, go ahead, so, Tomage.
Yeah.
And so people went bananas on her. Among them... So Drag Race, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, yeah.
It's the most important show on television.
Is
and the most important alumna from that show is Willem Belli.
Okay.
Who's doing a lot of really cool work in comedy. You should look up what Willem, W-I-L-L-A-M, does. But Willem tweeted the day after this, at Azalea Banks, well, the gays were all you had left, but after calling a Delta employee a faggot, you won't even work a Pride Nowhere, girl.
Is that where she worked, by the way? Like
Pride shows?
Was she doing like a lot of that?
Yeah, I mean, she's like pretty, like gay people like her, and she sort of grew up in the ball culture. So right. Ball culture, everybody should, all right, so like the foundational text for gay culture as you know it is this movie called Paris is Burning.
It's so good.
From 1991. It will explain gay people. Okay. To all of you straight people, and it's a great documentary.
I watched
anyway.
NWA. That explained it to me.
So voguing, right? So everyone knows voguing because of Madonna.
I think Azalea Banks explained
right.
it pretty well.
So voguing, right? So, but that's actually like a black and Latino
right.
art form
right.
that like was documented in this movie.
Okay, right.
And so Azalea Banks sort of came up in that world. She went to LaGuardia, which is like the Fame High School.
Right on the west side here in New York City.
She's really fucking smart. She really knows a lot about art.
Yeah, she's not a thuggy chick like to be popping off like that in a, you know, like she's like an upper
class.
Yeah.
She pops off.
She's an upper class kind of girl. Like she's like a little bougie.
But upper class pops off. Look at Trump.
She does.
Oh,
it, like,
who she might be voting for,
she
by
does
the way.
It,
oh, she's,
as
that's
of today.
Funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was like her latest
she's
Twitter rant.
She's the Trump of black chicks.
Yeah, yeah. She goes off. But no. So anyway, so all these gay people started like, and especially white gay people, and Perez Hilton, who's not white, but he's awful enough to be, started coming at her. And she actually has a history with Perez Hilton. She called him a messy faggot, which he is.
Yes.
She has a tattoo on himself. It's like the Delta thing. You're like, come on. And then she hits like a good target. Yeah. You're like,
no, but the Delta thing, I mean, I don't know. Like the way she talked about it is this white French man put his hand in her face.
Right.
She says that he assaulted her. No one's talking about the fact that this man maybe assaulted her. But everyone's talking about the fact that she used this word faggot, which, you know, about a year earlier, she got into this shit with Perez Hilton, called him a messy faggot. People went bananas about that. But then her defense of that, she said, when I said acts like, no, she said, a faggot is not a homosexual male. A faggot is any male who acts like a female. There's a big difference. And then she clarified that and said, when I said acts like a female, I should have said acts like a cunt.
Potato.
I thought it was a bundle of sticks that orders gluten-free beer.
Well, that is not what Perez Hilton is. He is, basically, I would say he's a racist and he's a troll.
Yeah. Why is he a racist?
Last December, Azalea Banks. So this is the thing. Azalea Banks, in my book, can call anyone she wants a faggot because, per her defense, she says, I am bisexual, my brother is trans, my employees are all gay, nothing else to say.
Wow.
And so, like, you know, so that's one thing about her. And then she goes on, like, the day after the whole Delta thing, she goes on and said, and trust, I don't say I'm bisexual to excuse my use of the F word. I say it to let you know that I lick pussy and tits and I like it.
She's great.
She's great. So she's fucking throwing down, and she has every right, in my opinion, to say it. And I think gay people who are constantly being word police, thought policed by straight people, should rather than being like outraged and like clutching our pearls that this black queer woman is using the word faggot, we should be rallying around her because she's actually like a champion of free speech and of our rights.
How do you clutch pearls?
Who polices gay? I'm going to ask you. I'm not saying you're wrong, but who polices gay people like that?
Everybody. Black Twitter, your mother.
Like how though?
What's an example of being policed? Well, sometimes, all right, in my personal life, I'll just give you anecdotally, like if I say something that's too sexual in a room, in a mixed room full of straight people, I often get, oh, come on, don't say that.
Give an example.
Like a pretty
benign example.
Yeah, give an example. Because I have the same problem, and Annie has it worse than both of us.
Give me something off color that you might say in a mixed room.
Like the first time I had sex with the dude, he shit all over me. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Hey, yeah, who doesn't say that? That's
Tommy,
my opener.
You're just hanging out with civilians.
I got an Alicia Silverstone story just like that.
I got to start hanging out with comics. No, so, but the thing is that there are some gay people. How do I say his name? Is it Rich Juzwiak from Gawker? Do you know him?
Rich.
He's like one gay person who's actually been like pretty reasonable the whole Azalea Banks thing.
Like,
but like other gays like Michael Kay at D-Listed, this guy Jonathan Brown at Rant Hollywood have all just like sort of come at her. And her whole point is that she'll stop saying faggot when white gay men stop calling her a bitch, a hoe, or a slut.
So she'll never stop.
So I guess
she called it out like gay men's misogyny, which is like a real thing because we're not often checked because we kind of seclude ourselves. And
I fucking love gay men misogyny. There's nothing I love better than a gay guy talking about how disgusted he is by vagina. That's the funniest shit.
Well, it's real. It's like a true, real moment. Like, you're like, Thomas that's like so honest.
When Thomas Dale talks, he goes, "Oh, it looks like lunch meat on a deli floor." Oh. That's my favorite thing.
But you'll eat an asshole on a hairy dude.
I love somebody so repulsed. Because you know why? It's like, because I'm like, wait, he's like looking at it objectively.
Right.
Like, I can't.
I can do that. I can look objectively at a vagina if I've been dating it for a while.
Yeah, probably.
Was that too much of a sting?
No.
Okay, good.
No. Not to me. What are you saying?
That was a girl, not to you.
He's over your pussy, Kurt.
Tommy, go. Yeah.
You ain't over this.
Kurt's pussy is a mess. I keep my bike in it now. I just keep my bicycle in there.
So, I mean, the point being about this, I think that, like, you know, she's, there's all these calls to boycott her, to not let her come to prides anymore.
Right.
But there's a lot of people who have used the word faggot, and I'll name three right now.
And we Kurt, can just Sherrod, sort of look.
There's
and Tommy.
A race thing here, right? But there's a race thing here. So you look at in 2006, Isaiah Washington called T.R. Knight a faggot on the set.
Yep.
I remember
of
that.
Grey's Anatomy.
Lost a job.
Completely blacklisted.
Yep.
I remember that.
Yeah, and today I looked at his IMDb today. He has 5 projects listed on IMDb in the works. 2 of them are short films. 1 of them is a TV movie. 1 of them is a TV show called The 100. I've heard of none of this. No. And I've heard of none of the actors he's working with.
I heard of The 100.
Oh, wow. I mean, it has like a bunch of episodes, so I'm sure some people have.
It's kind of a faggy show, but...
I'm outraged. I'm banning this show. 2 other people that have used the word faggot much more recently are Jonah Hill and Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're fine, because white people can say it.
Alec
Baldwin has a very violent history. There's not just one incident
Alec
with him.
Alec Baldwin, no. I used to think I liked him, and then I heard when he called his, when he called his daughter piggy. A pig, and then I was like, I love you.
Yeah.
You're my hero.
What a great man.
He did that.
Oh, he called her a piggy? Oh, it was
yeah,
so
she
good.
Probably was being a pig. He would know, it's her dad.
He didn't know how old she was.
That's a little different, though.
Like, 12.
Come on, all of our parents have probably said horrible things to
if
them.
My mom yeah. did according to my mother, my mother would never work in showbiz again.
my dad owns my career because if I didn't call her a cunt, she wouldn't be up there.
But the thing, if you tell someone to get the fuck out of your face, like a TMZ,
yeah.
Like, I mean, the law to me should be you get one, get out of my face, and then I do whatever the fuck I want to you. Like, I so support Alec Baldwin just brutalizing one of those fucking...
Yeah, but the way that he does it, Kurt, is, like, disgusting, calling him a cock-sucking faggot. And if he's going to say that, cool, but fucking own it. Don't say,
Tommy,
I said fathead.
He said fathead.
Wait, that's what he said?
Yeah,
Alec Baldwin said that?
Yeah, he
said, oh, it was a fathead. I said fathead. Like, nobody says that word. I've never even heard that.
But he could have been going over his lines for the party, right? He said the same shit at the party.
But that fucked him over
hey,
on
Kurt,
his what?
You're a real fathead.
Look who's calling the fucking kettle of fathead.
I feel like I have been called a fathead a lot in my life, actually.
What was your joke shot? Look who's calling the kettle a kettle.
Look at these two losers.
Oh! Speaking of cock-sucking fatheads.
Close the curtain.
Holy. Jay and Dan Soder are outside the window right now.
Oh yes. Close. Look at them. Dry humping.
What?
I saw them at midnight.
I want to ram both their heads together.
Let them come in. Oh, my God. We are getting...
They're sucking each other off.
I think he just got a boner.
Talking about a bunch of fags.
Jay Akers and Dan Soder just appeared outside the window, and they're pantomiming. They can't even hear what we're talking about,
no.
But somehow...
They always go straight gay with everything, though.
I know.
Let Tommy finish. Yes. Tommage, so what's your point? Fag? Everybody can't say fag no more? What?
No, I'm saying if you want to say fag, say fag. I think that, you know, I'm not into banning words.
Right.
But white people get away with it. But white people get away. White men, white straight men get away with it. And
really? I don't know.
Yeah, you know, Jonah Hill says it, and he's got fucking Channing Tatum running to his defense.
Wait, Jonah Hill is straight?
What did Channing Tatum say?
Oh.
He had to do a boo-boo apology.
Channing Tatum said
TV.
That's not like the... I don't know the exact words, but he basically said that's not in his heart, and his apology, often when you hear these apologies from people, they don't mean it, but you can tell that Jonah really meant it.
Jonah cried.
Yeah, because he went on fucking Jimmy Fallon and cried to another straight guy about it.
Hold on, Jonah had to pay for it by basically being a fag.
I mean,
he paid the ultimate price.
To be fair, I'm into fat guys, so if Jonah Hill told me to suck his fucking dick, I would. But
really?
But,
come on. Let's explore that.
You'd say, hold that gun.
Hold it. Lift that belly. Okay.
Do you remember Tell's joke? He always asks a Latino or a black kid, which is the funniest shit, because he always gets, he goes, would you suck a dick if you had a gun to your head? He goes, I would. I'd hold the gun just like this.
That's funny.
But he asked that one time in the crowd, this Mexican guy got fucking like, no, like he got like upset, you know, because it's like the guy's probably,
it hit home with him.
Yeah, and he goes, oh my God, I didn't mean to step on anyone's Aztec manhood.
Wow.
Oh, he's my favorite.
Let Tommy finish, you heterosexual bully.
What?
Go ahead, Tomage.
Monopolizing the space with your heterosexuality.
Fathead.
This is the only space I get on this show. This is great, though. I really appreciate you guys letting me talk about this. But my point is that, you know, like, there's a hierarchy, and, like, the darker and the more feminine on the spectrum you are, the less of a benefit of the doubt that you're given.
Now, some people would have disagreed with that, Tommy. A lot of white dudes would say that they're under more pressure than anybody. They can say the least. Because everybody would always call them on it.
But I disagree with that. I think that the evidence that I'm showing you right here bears it out. Alec Baldwin's in Warren Beatty's new movie. He's in the new Will Smith movie. He's in the new Alexander Payne movie with Matt
Damon.
But
you still pay it. He's about to have that show.
He lost that show on MSNBC. Yeah.
But so that show was terrible. Nothing. It would have been canceled anyway.
But that check
he's a terrible interviewer. That's not what he should be doing. His acting career, which is what
he should be screaming at his daughter. I want one show where he's just leaving voicemail messages for his daughter.
Dude, you are right. He doesn't interview.
What I do love about Alec Baldwin is like what a like he's such crazy. An awesome just asshole like mm-hmm. You got to see what's that movie with James Toback and him trying to sell, they're gonna remake that awful movie with Marlon Brando where he's fucking that girl in you know the movie
you're the worst new Rosen.
Last Tango in Paris.
Yeah, they want to make
Last Tango. Ooh.
So
are they playing them as a documentary?
It's a documentary of them trying to get how Hollywood compromises the movie making process.
Yeah, because Alec Baldwin has it really hard. I don't know. Right. I can't sympathize.
Stephen Baldwin. No,
yeah, I feel so bad for Stephen.
No, but that listen, Alec Baldwin. He
has
goes,
God though.
You got to see his documentary. The pompous shit. I just love him for what a pompous. He goes to make it, to really make it, you've got to abandon everything, your family, it has to come before friends, family, this thing, and right,
is
and
that
he pauses
bad?
Wait, he pauses, he goes, and I just couldn't do that. you're the greatest.
The worst.
Yeah, and then them pitching this piece of shit movie they're trying to make. It was called Seduced and Abandoned is the documentary, and that's the movie they're trying to make, and they pitch it as Last Tango into Crete, where it's like this liberal reporter and this really conservative guy just fuck a lot in a hotel room into Crete. And it's going to be like over millions of dollars because it has to be like into Crete.
Which
like
one?
You can't just shoot this fuck movie somewhere else.
Which one does Alec Baldwin play?
The dude. And they're pitching it to actresses. Like, and he goes, yeah, it's just us. And he goes, having, I would say, exploratory sex, like shit like that. She's like,
Rebecca's thinking about it. She's like, is there any singing in a part?
Dude, the actresses.
Are you singing? Do I get to sing in a part?
The actress is like, I don't think I want to do that at all. Like I don't want to just get. And then, goes, and then I abandon you. That's the fucking pitch.
Wow.
It's the worst shit. And then they show clips of Last Tango in Paris with Marlon Brando. I had no idea what a piece of garbage that was.
That's
awful.
With Marlon Brando, like, he's like, do you ever see it before? Mm-hmm. I mean,
ridiculous.
I was crying laughing at it. He goes,
it's ridiculous.
I want you to, I want a pig to fuck you. I want a pig fuck you. She's like, yes. He goes, and then I want the pig to die when you come. I don't want him to fart in your face. I want a pig to fart in your face. Like, yes. And then the director's like, yes, Marlon never forgave me for putting him in that film. Because it was some shit that
did
Marlon.
Did you make up the fart thing?
No.
No.
It's in the movie.
That's so funny.
Wait, Aaron, go on the mic. What are you saying about this Instagram?
Okay, so
Tommy, thank you for that. We're going to have some callers call in. If you've got something to say about Tommy's segment,
John, go
call
to the
in
desk and get Emily. She doesn't know how to get in.
So Alec Baldwin's wife, Hilaria.
She has glasses and blonde hair.
Wait, her name's Hilaria?
Hilaria. Her real name's Hillary, but she started going by Hilaria right around the time.
That's not her real name?
Who is this?
Alec Baldwin's wife.
Oh, okay.
And her Instagram.
Yoga is all yoga, right?
Dude, there's one of her from 9/11. Not this past 9/11, because I celebrate every year. But the 9/11 before.
How do you celebrate?
just light some candles.
Two towers of cheese and crash crackers.
I usually get really drunk and Anyway, so she posted something of her, like, you know those lights that are up on 9/11?
Right.
Mm-hmm. She posted a picture of her with them in the background and her, like, very obviously fake crying.
No.
I think she was trying to be, like, poignant.
Oh, no.
But, like, it's really, really funny.
Rowdy?
And I was actually looking for it just now, Kurt. I was going to send it to you of her, like, do it. She's, like, going like this.
Oh, it's awesome.
And it's from 2013. So it's not like it's 2002. Yes. Like,
did she just throw a Throwback Thursday? Did she just like made it seem like she put like a CPO on it to make it look older?
She was definitely wearing workout wear though. So
well, she does yoga. Like she'll do things like where she'll do yoga backwards and like change her baby's diaper with her toes.
Better Annie just came in.
I'm Nurse Emily, please.
Yeah, this is TV Karen, Emily Tarver.
Oh, Emily's playing Karen?
She's on. Okay. Orange is the New Black right now.
Yes. I know, Emily. We did Best Week Ever for fucking 2 years ago.
Is that right?
Yes.
My prison bun.
Like, are you think you're introducing me to people?
Oh, what a cute prison bun.
Do you get to wear those glasses, though?
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
It's all right.
I met some guy that knows you that's not fucking
we got a real taco party going on.
We got to get her a mic or something.
Yeah, she can take my
mic. Put it in that chair right there.
Yeah.
Put it in a chair.
And then share with me.
Make sure you get the camera on her.
Hi.
Oh, God, wait, there's a camera now?
We got a lot of broads in here today.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's a hen house.
It really is.
You have cool hair. You have strict hair.
Well, she's a guard.
You have angry.
Stern.
Angry.
What's your name on the show?
Inmates, stop biting each other out here.
Really?
What is it?
Bambi.
Bambi?
Like,
what are you in for?
That's so cool.
It's our...
Use that mic right there.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say anything about
it. Okay, don't do it. Don't
I'm
do
a
it.
Guard on the show, and my name
I will be the one to ruin my career out of this, okay? Not you.
Yeah, well, so that's that. With that Instagram you brought up, Aaron. Where's Aaron? Where the hell she go? Oh, because Annie's Instagram, Annie had this funny-ass video. Do you have it, like, where you can show Shad? It's her in Times Square just punching a cop. She's like, look, he likes it. He likes it. Like, they got some cops to agree to it. And so she posted. She sent it to me. I go, white privilege immediately.
Yeah.
And
but well, I said at the end, I go, what if I was black? And then I end the video.
And then she cuts the video. But then somebody writes in like, that's racist.
But it was like just like a little girl, like a little black girl that like watches Girl Code. Like, she didn't understand. I was like, well, why is it racist?
Yeah.
And it turned into this like this battle on my Twitter.
Did it really?
Or my
you
Instagram.
Can't just push shit. Like, nothing is just, like, a little thing that's fun. Like, everybody's got
a
projector.
I'll be the judge of how racist it is. Yeah, okay. I'm taking a look. Two fucking rookies. This guy just wants your number. Look at him. Fucking 19-year-old with a gun. He bugs me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the video?
That's it.
That's it.
That's
and
the
she said, this is racist?
Yeah, she goes, that's racist. And I was like, how is it racist?
Because you white.
And then some black guy's like, it's not racist. And then some white guy who dates a black girl writes, you should be, the girl already admits, she goes, you guys are right, I don't really understand what I'm talking about, or something. Like, she was like, I don't understand what's happening, but okay. I don't apologize. I just, I'm like, this isn't racist. And so then the white guy who's dating a black girl goes, you have every right to be offended. Gets this, like, little girl annoyed again. And then it's like, end to the black guy. And you're a fool. And everyone's like, what is going on? Like, he just re-brought it up.
Oh, boy.
He's such a scumbag.
Do you want me to handle it? I can handle it.
But this is my other
favorite. I put the word out to get the wolves over there.
To impress his girlfriend.
His black girlfriend? But I ain't going to blame him. He got to do what he got to do to stay up in that Ebony Pools.
She's really hot.
Ebony Pools. It comes with the rules.
This is my other favorite
Ebony
Annie.
Ebony Pools.
Because Annie's on Girl Code, right? So her audience is, you know, either children or morons.
Or perverts.
Yeah.
I mean, who would watch that
show? I give really good advice.
No, Girl Code's an all right show, Kurt. Don't let Kurt down you.
It's a. I mean, it's just an abysmal piece of shit.
It is.
So here's a picture Annie drew, which is funny, of her looking in the mirror. And
she's Danny DeVito. That's hilarious.
Okay, now what's the controversy?
I would fuck both of them, by the way.
I know. I don't even see what the problem is. Like, wow, you're both hot.
Yeah. So it's like fucking twins.
What's the issue of this? People are mad of like, this is not helping women's body issues.
People are like, this is, how dare you body shame Danny DeVito? Short, fat Danny DeVito?
No,
I'm not body shaming
him. People did not say that.
I swear to God, Danny DeVito would be really hurt by this. One, no, he wouldn't. And two, I wasn't. I'm not body shaming him. I'm saying when I look in the mirror, I don't know what the fuck I look like.
There they go.
Danny
Annie,
DeVito looked like a fucking torso with a head on it.
Hold on, look at this shit.
He deserves
to
be attacked.
Body shaming isn't a thing.
Like, yeah.
Like, here's the thing. There are situations where body shaming is someone being like, you should die, you're fat. Like, that's body shaming.
Right.
Body shaming is not like,
oh, someone's hotter than me.
Yeah.
That's not body shaming. And the cure for that is just not giving a fuck. Like, right. That's
welcome to race wars.
Like, don't
yeah,
care.
Well, listen, that's
who
why
cares?
That's also why shaming's not a thing. Like, if I'm not ashamed, how are you going to fucking...
Shame me.
Also, Kurt, you should be ashamed. Well, I'm not. Oh,
also,
it's all shaming.
Also,
look at that.
Also, if you don't fat shame me, how am I going to lose weight? Do you know
that's
what I mean?
The other thing.
How do I know when it's time?
How the fuck am I going to do something with myself?
I
probably
had a
should
commercial
have a
pulled
shame.
Off the air about, because of the... I had a commercial that I did for a yogurt company.
Right.
A famous yogurt company, and they pulled it off the air because they said it was body shaming and...
Caused. What was it?
Oh, it was your play?
No, but what was the...
I remember that commercial. No, that was body shaming.
Was it the commercial where you throw it on the ground in front of a fat girl and make oinking sound?
No, that one stayed on the air for quite a while.
No, I was
Katie
like...
Don't want you, bitch.
Oinkos.
That's the...
Let her finish, Kurt. Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Emily.
I was like looking in a fridge and like had an internal monologue of like, okay, I'll eat one piece of cake and then I'll do 50 sit-ups. No, okay, a tiny piece of cake and then I'll run all the way home.
I remember that.
That's not fat shaming. That's
me.
Eating disorder. That's an eating disorder.
Yeah.
That we all just have, by the way, and it's fine.
It's disordered
not a disorder.
Eating.
It's called just being a person.
It's called being a grown-up.
It made me want to kill myself, though, when you did the line.
No, we talked about this before. What is
I just want to kill myself.
Because, Aaron, you see this too, right? Like, I just passed, when you go to the cellar and I'm coming off the West Side Highway, there's a big Lane Bryant.
Yeah.
Like stretch ad.
Yeah.
It's
well,
a
they
huge
don't have
poster because they got to fit those models. But it says,
it's like, is that at the Staten Island Ferry or a poster for Lane Bryant?
Well, here's two things. One, like, all, part of it is not feminism. It's the fucking like marketing shit that you're. It's upsetting to me more than the idea. So that's part. But it's plus is equal. That's the slogan. And it's all these like fat model. I'd fuck all of them. They're fine.
Every
you know?
Single one of them.
So
eat their buttholes.
Yeah. They're all,
don't look at me funny, Tommy. I like women's buttholes.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
I've done worse than any of the ones on there.
I'm
fine.
Sure.
But this fucking, it sounds like such an inferiority complex to be like, all women are beautiful. Yeah. All women are an
it's
engineer.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
All, like, they're like, we need more pictures of girls looking in microscopes.
Yeah.
Like, it's all that kind of dumb shit. Like,
if you saw posters that said all men are beautiful.
Yeah, all men are handsome.
What a bunch of lookers.
I mean, that's coming. That's coming. I think, like, equality, equality in a capitalist society means that eventually men will feel like shit to the same degree that we do.
Yeah, the boys are nice and pussied up.
Listen, that's why everyone was getting mad, because I was body shaming Danny fucking DeVito, the 3 foot tall fat man.
Is that what they said?
Bald fat man. And then they go, and then there's the
wow, so you're right.
Everyone's saying it.
This girl wrote, okay, bummer. This is the title. This drawing is supposed to examine body image. I mean, it's just a fucking drawing.
Also,
shut
it's a
the
drawing
fuck up.
I fucking drew. You don't fucking
know about your
why.
Yeah, you can do about your feelings.
All,
that's how you feel.
Can you just let the female Ziggy do her thing, please? Okay, this drawing is supposed to examine body image. Unintentionally perpetuates body shaming. I got news for you. That's never going away. Like even if everybody's nice, you yourself know if your fucking body sucks better than anyone.
Yes. It's like, how is you looking at yourself and saying, hey, I can fix that body shaming? And she might look in the mirror and see Danny DeVito. That's her own shit.
Listen, wouldn't a better thing be to just be like, you could just do other things besides be hot? Like, there's other...
I think that's probably the ideal thing, right?
Like, they don't say that.
Not be hot.
You
gotta
say
hot.
Not worry about being hot. To have like a whole bunch of things.
Don't worry about being hot. Just fucking live your life and try to create good things. And you're
who's
fucking that doesn't sell enough like big pairs of underwear.
Nobody cares.
Okay.
Nick, who's the one that don't like you, Parker Malloy?
Yeah, no, she hates
the transite. Now, here's what's funny. Bailey J, who's our friend.
Right.
Who we got to get on.
Friend of the show. She got to come on the show, yeah.
By the way, so a gym's pilot, Bailey J is like the announcer girl, right?
Right.
And so me and Bailey J were sitting and talking, and it was getting like, you know, it was like flirty, where like we're sitting there talking, and then she's like kind of bumping. We're like kind of bumping into each other a little
bit. She
knew
you wanted a taste of it. She knows.
And it was funny. I'm like, this is getting flirty. I'm thinking like, what? Now, there's the thought. There's like, tell Karen, like my thought process. I'm like, I wonder how much, like, prison I'd have to be, like, cool. I told him, like, how much pressure? Because, like, you do it on a fucking Comedy Cellar cruise.
Yeah, you would.
Just a two-hour comedy boat ride is all it would take.
No coaxing for you to go.
I do the top part, for sure.
But you let her bottom part do you. You pass out halfway through. And she just help herself to all that fucking bologna.
Listen, if I could, I would, but I don't
have $25 worth of bologna you got down
that,
there.
She has a long, smooth, white dick.
She has a great mule. She has a mule. Much. That's what's so disturbing about her, because she looks so hot as a girl, and then when you see pictures of her with that fucking mule, it's like, goddamn.
But Bailey was...
It's a big dick on you.
She's kind of...
Please have a small dick. I can pretend it's a clit.
I think she got born... She was born...
She's falling her bliss.
She was born kind of intersex. That's what it is. She was born almost like hermaphrodite, she told me. Like, that's what she thinks. And so it was a good transition. And she did it young.
She did it young. That's the only reason why she looks so good. She did it young.
Like 14, 15, 16. Really? Yeah. So she did it young.
That's why she looked so well. That's why it took so well on
her. So Parker Malloy, who's just got... Parker Malloy is just god awful. If you read Parker Malloy, it's just this dippy shit. She hates Nick Mullen.
Oh, I love when people hate Nick.
And she's like, watches his comedy. And she's like,
we all do.
It's making me laugh, but I know that's just what he wants. Like, yes, he's a comedian.
Bitch.
But Bailey's the one that helped her transition.
So Parker?
Yeah, and then Parker turned on her because she's like, and it's all based on Parker's not hot. And that's the huge thing.
That's the
trans
difference.
Thing. It's passing is the, I don't know how much you know about that. Where's Tommy? Yeah, because do you know how much you know about trans shit? Because honestly,
to tell you the truth, that's why people pay so much attention to Caitlyn Jenner's, how she looks.
Right,
that she's got. Everybody got to say she's beautiful. Yeah, 6'5", nigga. Stop.
Well,
you got a fetish for Lisa Lobo, motherfucker.
I gotta say, she came out pretty good for.
I pulled out Lisa Lobo, by the way, Andrew.
You know what I thought it was gonna be.
That's right.
Oh yeah,
that's right.
Oh yeah, I forgot that.
What do you mean?
Get on the mic. Put him on the mic, Kurt.
What
Kurt's continue with the conversation too. He's supposed to be in charge of this.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I was thinking about
that
sweet Caitlyn Jenner dick, and I couldn't think of anything else.
No. But all I know is that, like, testosterone, the way it works in the body, is it's kind of a one way street. So, like, what it does to the skeletal system is. The only way to reduce that and feminize the face is through surgery, which is why Caitlyn Jenner looks good, because she's a millionaire. And why a lot of people that don't have a lot of money maybe...
Looking a little rough?
Well, yeah, they don't pass in the same way. It's not. Right. Yeah, it's about passing, I guess, but that's really not the goal for a lot of trans people. So I don't want to speak for trans people.
It's not the goal, really?
I know dick about it.
It depends. I think it really depends on the person.
I think that... Yeah.
But it's
a lot
also why it's easier for, like... It's not easier, but it's easier for, I think... trans women to pass, so to speak, because testosterone, like I said, it's a one-way street. It bulks them up in a way that, like, taking estrogen doesn't reduce
reduce your bulk. I've met some men that started as women that I am, like, fucking flabbergasted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't look, they're, like, balding and, like, you know, like, they really
Welcome
went.
To the club.
Yeah. They really went.
You bitches feel lucky?
They went because they didn't feel the pressure to be hot.
Yeah, well, when I was Christine Metzger, I have to say, fuck it. Wait, let me ask you this, all you guys, because this is my favorite thing, that UFC fight. Fucking Fallon Fox, who just mauled a woman, like, and I love being like, it's a fair fight, you're both women, what's the problem?
The woman who...
Yeah, and then I read these fucking HuffPo articles that are written by some fucking liberal pussy, doesn't like any kind of sports, who's like, no, it's the same, like, you don't even watch this fucking sport.
And it's not the same.
And but what do you guys say? Like, do you say that's a fair fight, the Fallon Fox? Remember that controversy? Because
she came,
like,
she had a sex change.
I
don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either.
Oh, okay, so
you don't know about this?
Female wrestler,
UFC
fighter,
Fallon Fox.
Okay,
we talked a woman.
She used to be a man,
right?
She transitioned to a woman,
okay,
and now she's fighting women in a fucking cage match.
Ronda Rousey won't fight her because she's like, well, that's a man, I'm not fighting her. Now, when it comes to that, like a fight like that, because that's where it's like, it's all, because I'll be like, hey, you're a woman, you're a woman.
But Fallon Fox is 5'7 and 143 pounds. That's like a normal size for a woman.
Is it? Whoops.
Right?
Well, she's you just said testosterone's a one way street. So I got to imagine the strength is the person. I guess we got to see Fallon Fox beat up more women to know for sure.
Okay, bro.
That's a good name.
Is it wrong if I want to transition just so I can hit women?
You've done it so well as a man. Why change now?
I've never have.
Choke, punch, whatever.
I've never punched a woman. But I like, you know, if I was attacked.
You were trying to make a fist around her neck, but other than that.
No, I didn't even
listen. All I know is when I look in the mirror, I see Rhea Perlman. So who's gonna help? Who's helping me?
Well, that's the thing. Everyone got mad too. They're like, "This is transphobic." I'm like, "What, you fucking assholes? What are you?" I drew a picture. I took a pencil and I took a piece of paper and I drew a picture in 3 hours. And all of a sudden, I'm transphobic. Fuck
yeah,
you.
You're afraid that you look like Danny DeVito. You're phobic.
It's irrational. I know. I look like a boy. Several
they
different
boys. They gotta stop putting fucking phobia on the end of everything, man. It's like ridiculous.
But you know what started it? The movie Arachnophobia.
Wow.
Then after that, everything went downhill.
And it is really hard, though, because everyone is really mean to spiders.
I know my stuff.
Everyone's very negative towards them.
Well, I watched them think about this like, you know, Canada hate crime where they beat up this gay guy, these kids. Yeah. And it was like six of them beat this guy up to like take, and they end up killing him because they like to roll gay guys in the park, you know?
Yeah.
And they go, the young men had never exhibited any homophobic tendencies. I'm like, really? Is that what it is? They were feeling fear while six of them were ganging up on
right.
one guy?
Yeah,
you
it's
think
not
that's
a fear.
Phobia?
No, that's not a phobia.
It's like, that's not phobia. That's just
no,
pure hatred.
That's hatred.
It's not the same. They're cousins, maybe, but that's not the same thing.
They cousins, right. but they don't really talk. And even grandmommy knows hatred is a bad dude.
I've never, and it's almost like, nobody, to me, tell me if I'm wrong.
Thank
like
you,
misogyny gets thrown around a lot, but I think misogyny is really a phobia.
Misogyny Jenkins?
And homophobia is really a hate. Like
Peter's
it's a
little
hate.
Sister.
You know what I mean? Like they got switched. Does that make sense?
What do you think misogyny is like a fear of what?
Women. I think
of
it's more
just being
I think that's
them.
Not hatred of women. I think it's fear of women.
Misogyny comes straight women. From a mother. Comes straight from how your mother, your relationship to your mother.
That could be true.
100%.
Or they could just know you very well, Annie.
Or they're friends with me.
But it could just be how your father treats your mother in front of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. But it's directly related to your relationship with your mom. There's
yes.
no way.
What about
I fed off the nip, so
listen,
I'm good.
Here's a word.
My mother gave me titty milk. Yes.
That is so nice of her.
Yes, well, you know.
Here's
a
word that's never going away, at least I hope not, which is cunt. Which like don't
what a goodie! Either. What a goodie!
But remember, Mike DiStefano had the best joke because somebody was like, "That's like saying the N word," and he's like, "Well, not really, because the N word's about your skin color, and cunt is a behavior you can change."
Oh, God bless him, I miss him.
But how is it like it's misogyny? Because the way that gets thrown around, it's like if I just don't like one cunt who's a cunt, how does that mean
no,
I don't like
all
okay. the women?
I give permission
that, do you
for
understand?
All women.
Like, well, what's the question?
If you don't like one cunt who is a cunt, how does right. that mean you hate all the women? Like, I have to like all of you?
Well, you
to
know
like
what?
Women?
Kurt, hold that thought. We're going to take our break, and we'll
already?
Be right back with Race Wars.
Wow, we're at break time?
Yeah, we're at break time. We already flew by. Louis, you got us? Booyah. We'll be right back.
Race Wars. We'll be right back.
Harry's.com, baby. Listen, we've been saying this for months. Go to Harry's.com. Get yourself three razors. No, you get three razors. You get the blade and
the
you
gel.
Get this gel or the shaving cream.
Yep, for $15, but you promo code RACEWARS, it's $5 off.
That's right. RACEWARS promo code, two separate words, $5 off. It's only $10. It's going to last you. It's going to, I'm telling you, it's going to save your life. It's going to make
after
you
the
like
code, you get a month of shaving for
you're
only $10.
You're going to look like a man.
Harry's.
Like a grown man.
Yeah.
A grown man. Make your pants crap. Harry's. Alrighty, okay, we back. We are
hello.
Back. Race Wars, baby. Some real exciting people in the house. Reintroduce our guest, Kurt.
Okay, so it's Emily Tarver, who is TV Karen in my pilot.
Yes, and Emily and we did Best Week Ever for like 2 years on VH1. Yeah, I've been really sexually inappropriate with Emily for years.
But well, no one saw it, don't worry.
For years.
She's dating Pete Lee now, so you can probably
I know, I pulled
him
back.
Motherfucker
I did pull back. I love Pete Lee, so
he's
I pulled
my,
back
my
sexual advances.
He's probably my favorite host. Especially if they already got injured.
Oh, yeah. All
he's
right.
a fucking tremendous. Because
oh,
they just like him.
Listen, I said I pulled back my sexual advances to Emily after they broke their union together.
Well, that's kind of you. I know it's
I
hard for you to do that. And,
but if
they
ever let me watch them have sex in a room, I'll come through and watch.
Oh, that's right. You guys did the show together. That's how you knew each other. Duh. Yeah. Okay.
And then Rebecca David Chapman Jones. What's your serial killer? Who's TV Sade, Broadway star?
She's a star. Listen, I saw her
from American Idiot.
Kill it.
True star.
No, in the audition, she was like really kind of stood out a lot.
This show's
beneath
her.
Which Emily also did.
This is beneath her.
You know how we got Emily? Because I demanded another day of auditions.
Right.
I was nicer than that. I shouldn't say demanded. But I'm like, Dan, can we get like someone that kind of resembles Karen? Didn't I just get this kind of fat chick? She wasn't that fat. But she was like, it didn't look like nobody I couldn't get.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if I did get her, it didn't look like nobody wouldn't let me fuck her friends.
Right.
Like, the girl that they want, I'm like, that girl should just let me bang her friends.
Yeah, right, right. It's not a real accomplishment.
People to believe this.
It wouldn't be a compliment.
Yeah. Yeah. But Emily was the very last audition we had of
was
Karen.
Was she?
Yeah.
That's
and she
crazy.
Was, like, killer at it. The very last one.
Oh my, that's amazing. Yeah. You got lucky, Kurt.
And then also the other girl they want to like look like my sister too on top of it. There's just so many things not going.
You didn't want to get hard on
camera.
Because
my sister was thicker. Yeah, and I can't be a, I can't be coming all day and set. I gotta keep my moisture for the
It's a very long day. A lot of retakes.
We got Go-To Gay Tommy, who did a fantastic gay segment
fantastic
for us.
Fantastic segment for us, and I really appreciate it. Let's get some callers to call in so we can talk about that.
Okay, but hold on. Drunk Dr. Phil's back. I think he's as drunk as ever.
Hey, everybody, I'm back, and I'm just drunk and drinking. I want to talk about black people.
Oh, well, okay, Dr. Phil, you were right off the bat, huh? Yeah. What do you want to say about black
people?
We were
talking about cunts when we went to break, Dr. Yeah. Phil.
We were going into cunts.
Yeah, what is this shit? That. Listen, is there a thing... Where is Aaron? God damn it, I can't
you
keep track of
you didn't introduce me, the cunt.
And oh, also, yeah. He's
Annie.
The worst. Annie,
well, I thought
I'm
they
so
just
sorry,
knew.
Annie, my apologies.
Annie is the co-star. It's right. called Stand-Ups. It's okay. me, Monroe, and Annie Letterman.
Never heard of any of you, but go ahead.
I remember even Best Week Ever, the first one.
Yes.
Well, here's a funny... So it's all story... We all wrote our own storylines, right?
Right.
It's kind of shot like how Girls is.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And then the,
I didn't know that.
You know, it's like a sitcom, but it's
I'm
not like a sitcom.
A lot.
Okay.
Kind of, you know? And then, so Annie was like the third person we got. First, this is how old this pitch was. It was supposed to be me, Michael Shea, and Nikki Glaser. Okay?
Okay.
Michael Shea left to be on The Daily Show. That's how long ago we pitched
it.
Oh,
that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because he didn't even do that.
Nikki Glaser's people just pulled her out. They're like, we got better things to do. and then we got this girl, Sabrina Jolie, who was funny. Her storyline was great.
Sabrina Jolie. I think
you know,
I know her.
She's from Canada.
She's awesome.
She's a big fucking...
She was on Best Week Ever for a minute.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
She packs a box lunch. Get it? And she fucking... but her storyline I love because she was trying to get sperm from her brother to like... have a baby with her partner or whatever. Like, that was her storyline.
Oh, really?
Then she left to fucking get a job writing on a mid-season replacement sitcom. And, like, I don't know why she did that.
Stop it, Kurt.
Money.
You don't know.
That money's not that great.
So everyone rejected it, and then my people begged for me to be in it.
No, I beg. All right, we had to get Annie out of this fucking e-contract that she was in.
Still in it. I'm just second position. I will not be mentioning anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then finally we got to make it. And by the way, Monroe's storyline was great.
What was
so
it?
Good. Greer
it was
amazing.
About him going to find his dad at the
Halfway
Greer House.
Played his dad?
Greer Barnes.
Yes,
his dad.
Yes. Yeah, Greer
and
told
Mark
me about
Norman
it.
Plays yes. the guy who's in charge of the Halfway House, which is the funniest shit. Mark Norman is such a funny douchebag as the guy. Hey, well, what's up, dog?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Hi,
yes,
Blood.
Yes.
He goes, follow me, Blood. He had a golden bow tie. Dude. He was fucking great on it.
That's yeah. so good.
And but what? Why did I fucking bring it up about? Oh, so me and Annie spent, I guess like good. We were up like till late at night texting each other jokes about how high up Monroe's ass. Monroe's ass.
He has
so
a high,
high
butt
up.
Bone. We do know that.
Should we read them?
But we had yeah. So, she was saying she can't believe he didn't suffocate on his own diapers as a baby.
He got the same ass bone as that dinosaur they created in that new Jurassic Park movie.
Yeah,
it's like exactly. God damn it, Monroe shit his neck, his turtleneck again.
I said Monroe has a loft toilet.
He's like, Monroe, get your wallet. He's like, yeah.
Sometimes I sleep with my pillow under my upper back so I can feel his struggles.
So anyway, so this is for Dr. Phil. This is what I say for Dr. Phil and for Aaron. Like, especially with comedy shit, like, and I always hear people mad if it's like, if somebody has a joke that's like derogatory towards women in any way. Like, what is this shit where I'm supposed to like think you're great all the time because you're a woman? Like, why would there not be a full range of emotions where I'm like, you know, like, you understand, like, the people right. like, that's a misogyny. Like, really, just all my feelings all the time generally that women are always have to be positive or it's just pure hate.
Every
like,
woman's great.
Yeah, like, what is that shit? Like,
I call it, like, well, I think it's sort of like American Idol syndrome. Like, whenever there's a contestant on American Idol, even if they suck, if, like, the judges give them any kind of remotely critical feedback, the audience is like, boo!
Yeah.
It's because everybody, like, expects 100% positivity all the time.
It's like Dance with the Stars, too.
And, like, this is a generation of adult babies.
Do you think people, can, like, it's because people think, like, because it's the jobs they always wanted, and now they think they should just, because of YouTube especially. Fucking Jay has a great joke about
what?
Good luck getting your kids to give a shit about like math or something if they're not an Indian. Good luck getting your kid to do anything. Like,
yeah, it ain't gonna happen.
All the rest of them want to be just a YouTube.
Yeah,
sensation. And they can be.
Yeah.
Well, there's also these shows that are like, and the real victory is being yourself.
Right.
Really, it's like,
you
You shouldn't actually have that be your goal.
Yeah. Right.
And then
that should be just a given, right? Like, you're starting, that's your starting point. Right. You or you. Right.
Yeah, be yourself. Be honest to yourself, but don't be like a fucking
people
pleaser piece of shit.
Like, yay, I did it. I'm
You know what the other thing is?
People need to know that everybody's thought, you ain't shit. Everybody needs to know that. You ain't shit. No, who do you are? You ain't
that's
shit.
What
now
your
start from there.
Should
start
be.
From there. You
your
fuck.
Self-esteem should be like, yeah, no, I'm not shit, but also neither are you.
Neither are you, and neither are you, and neither am I.
We're all garbage.
Get over your fucking self, you fucking asshole.
You like shit with sprinkles on it? You're not special. But the thing that, I think when all that suicide shit, when they, this idea that suicide is anyone's fault except the person who killed themselves, just so you know, that's on you.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody else.
Don't worry, I know. When I take my life, Kurt, I will not blame you.
But I mean, we will. Hope that Kurt had a little bit to do.
To think
it.
Of yourself what? As
I'm
in
a kiss to sweet death
wait,
when I do.
Like, okay, so if you want to be empowered, wouldn't you want to think of yourself as in control of your emotions and your self-esteem all the time? So, like, an empowered person can't be really shamed because they are like, no, I don't care what you think. You know, like, if you're really empowered, like, not winning something doesn't make you completely lose track of who you are as a person because you're like, oh, no, I'm fine. I can improve.
Right.
Well, that's true, Aaron. But wait, you know what's even more empowering, it turns out? Telling other people how they have to feel about you.
It's
that's
so
the real that's the real power. Like, you better say I'm a beaut what?
Oh, Dr. Phil, what do you think about all
this? Yeah, Dr. Phil, you know about all this stuff.
Well, we're in a society now where it's a me generation.
Yeah.
And so everybody is just so narcissistic. It's really a form of narcissism where everyone is all about them and how the world affects them and not how they affect the world around them.
Preach, well, Dr. Phil.
Raising pussies. That's what we're doing.
Why is Dr. Phil just making real points?
It is, though. It bothers me so much when people get offended. The whole idea of people being offended is, like, they assume, like, I know what the fuck upsets them. Like, I said something directly at them. Like, I knew your uncle fucked you with a cucumber, and then I talked about a cucumber, and I should be, like, horrified that I fucking brought this thing. Everyone, like, has their fucking Twitter handle. They have their fucking Instagram, and I'm supposed to be watching it and, like, checking in. I don't give out, like, a survey saying, like, what are the things that offend you and upset you? And then go at them and say what I want, which I would if I believed in what I was saying.
I
want
to treat you like your art teacher treated you.
You want to chill on me?
I really do. That's all I thought about the whole time you were talking. I just want to spill.
I'm too old now.
I
want to
spill
so young.
All over you.
I was like a golden boy.
He sat on your ass and came on your couch.
He sat on my ass and jizzed in my knee pit.
Oh, that's right. Your knee pit.
Aaron, I told him how you said he Titanic'd me.
Dr. Phil, I mean, how would you count? So Annie was molested by an art teacher who sat on
her...
Had,
but wait, you need to understand. He had white man dreads.
And he had dreadlocks.
He had... Well, that's the first problem there. He thought he was a black person. He thought he'd probably get away with it if he did it, because he's black, but he ain't.
I wouldn't be able to identify
he
him.
He was trying to be... He was trying to be... He was... Because black people always rape everybody.
He
was trying to be kind of like fit in. He was just trying to give props to the black people and be like every rapist.
How did drunk Dr. Phil segue into racist norm Dr. Phil so quickly?
You need to pick a Dr. Phil and stick with it.
Tell us all how it went down, because I haven't heard this story
I thought
yet.
You were going to counsel her like how you did
He
Kitty.
Wants to jerk off to it just like the rest of us. Go ahead, tell him the story.
Well, here I haven't heard the story yet. Let me hear the damn thing. You know, a bunch of pussies on here. I'm getting fed up already.
Have
another drink.
My art teacher wanted me to pose nude for him.
Right.
And then he jerked off on my knee pit.
So
the moment he pulled took his weenie out, didn't you just run off the
shelf? He was sitting on me, and I was in shock, you cunt.
What?
I was a child, you piece of shit.
Oh,
it was probably my fault. I was 16.
Can you yell I was a child again?
I was a child. Wait, let me look in your eyes. I was a child.
I spilled a little.
No, hold on. Do it again while Sherrod looks in my eyes.
I was a child.
Oh, my God.
They're touching dicks.
What happened? After he jizzed on you,
he threw
I
out like
got
you
up.
Should.
Yeah,
beat it. Get the fuck up!
I got
the cops.
Up and left.
He called the cops on you.
I went to. I told like my teachers like later. Like,
there's a girl here who won't let my jizz get off her. Call the cops. Get over here quick.
I look too comfortable. He called the cops.
But
she's too comfortable.
How did he get to sitting on? Like, it's okay. You're gonna pose nude. Like, did he at least have a sketch pad?
Yeah, he had a sketch pad.
Okay.
Was he nice enough to let you pick it off like it was Elmer's glue, like the third grade?
That's the fun.
It's dead skin.
That's the fun part. I mean, listen, Rebecca has problems. For like a whole year, she had to pretend to enjoy the music of Green Day. So we all have problems.
We all struggle. struggles.
That's the one time I'm like, Broadway did it better of some song from popular. Like, I never enjoyed Green Day.
But
ever.
That, you should have went to go to the musical. That musical was dope.
No, and it looked like it
was. American Idiot album was dope. That American Idiot album was dope. No, what are you talking about?
I have a question. Like, did this painting ever come out?
Oh, good question.
It did, but it was all see-through.
Where,
it was clear.
Where can I find it?
How was the drawing?
He was using his jizz, so when it dried, it kind of just, you couldn't really see it.
So he even make an attempt to, like, there
no,
was
No, he drew a little bit, but I left and then was...
Well, there's a sketch pad with a stick figure of Annie with two big cans in your mouth. Like,
first of all,
even try.
He gave me big tits.
You know, some mayonnaise on it.
Can I just say something? Jizz is also a watercolor. So you can use that to supplement. If you run out of paint, you could use that as a watercolor.
Yeah, when you're doing a wave breaking. Yeah, I get it, yeah.
Or sunset.
Mm-hmm. The froth of the wave.
My friend has a watercolor dick pics blog.
Okay. Oh, that's funny.
Like, because her best friend is gay, so he texts her dick pics that he gets
on Tinder. Because that's when guys should send it, is to other guys and not to women.
With watercolor.
Really? Oh, with the penises?
That's awesome. Glorious.
I should do that. My buddy Haircut Jeff.
Sounds beautiful.
Always, Haircut Jeff?
Yeah, Haircut Jeff. Cool. He cuts our hair. He cuts, yeah.
He and cuts our hair?
Me and, well, no, I guess just me. when Haircut Jesse's not around, I go to Haircut Jeff. And, okay. But Haircut Jeff is
You're like a third grader. You
he
know
looks
that.
Very school teacher. But he always
hey,
says
Haircut
me,
Jeff, it's me.
He always, yeah, he says
or
me.
Or a very slow adult.
He always
my mommy said, don't touch my sideburns.
Go ahead, dummy.
He always texts me whatever his fisting adventures are.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I like to send him out his like birthday
Let
cards.
Let me see one. Let me see a picture.
Yeah, I showed it to Ann Coulter last time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Somebody had
she
two hands.
She seemed to enjoy it like I thought she would.
Yeah, she don't like a nice fisting picture like you thought a conservative pundit would like.
Well, I mean, he's so in there. I thought it was a vagina, but that ain't no pussy.
No, let me see. Yeah, that's a butthole.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen. You showed me that.
Yeah.
I like how you got his a tattooed sleeve up in there.
Yeah. No, yeah, he's got a sleeve tattoo.
It's like, where does the shit start and the tattoo begin?
Tom, you got any good phone pics like this?
Look at that. He got his wrist, his whole wrist up.
That's only the wrist, though. All
right. Tommy will hello
Tommy
summer
camp.
He's not impressed.
That well, ring.
I think the guy in this picture is a trooper myself.
That puffy ring of butthole really makes me uncomfortable.
That's a good reaction from Rebecca. She didn't turn
like
away.
It looks like an emoji being like,
ooh! Yeah. Did you just, Rebecca, did you just think it was a picture of a terrible fight? Like, tell this guy to tap it out. This uppercut's devastating.
This UFC is out of control.
He texted me missing you with it. I just noticed on the bottom. Oh, why would I not want to
see? I
want to
see whose butthole that is. I mean,
yeah,
the rest of them?
Not the mouth.
You probably hear his ass whistling down the hall if he came.
You think it's
him.
A dude? That's a girl.
That's a guy.
That's a guy?
Yeah,
he has a lovely soft Botox.
He does now. I mean, he's been tenderized.
I'm talking about his cheeks, like he uses a loofah. I got respect for this guy.
Oh, yeah, the very nice skincare on the outer buttocks.
I
have
it.
To give that to him.
I want to see his face. I want to see if his T-zone is shining or not. Shut up, Kurt. Karen, you got some news for us?
Caitlin, you mean.
I mean, Caitlin?
Shh.
I forgot.
Really?
I just said the name of the winner.
Caitlin was like upset about losing. I can't. You guys did the
it's
best.
It's not
Why
real.
Were you upset?
You guys are both good. It doesn't matter.
Nah, I can only be one winner though.
Caitlin really wanted a Rocky III. Like
she did great. Because
Caitlin had a winning streak. Caitlin has a winning streak.
I heard. People
true,
telling me
yeah,
both killed it.
And you're like, yeah, I won, but those were bums, Rocky.
What are you saying, Mick? I can't take these guys.
Yeah, it took not a comic to beat me.
Oh, poor thing. You ain't sleep last night, did you?
I didn't. No, it was rough. It was a really rough night for me. I got wine drunk.
Caitlin.
There were tears in the shower.
Okay, but this is
I woke up covered in pizza and cookie dough.
Caitlin,
why is that different?
Caitlin's a 5-year comic. Did you think you fell from some lofty position in your
life? Only in my own head, Kurt.
People
but that's
think
where I live
I was
all
the
time.
They're like, yeah, one of these bitches
well,
goes the other.
Allison Klemp lost respect for me, so, you know.
Allison Klemp?
Yeah, friend of the show. She's brought her. The other
yeah,
one
Allison's
is running
great.
The Naked Show now.
Yeah.
Like, oh, she's still doing the Naked Show.
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll go through and see that.
The Naked
now
Show.
Now that I'll go see.
All right, I mean, so the news.
Go ahead, Caitlin.
Biden is not running. I don't know why that's news, but
that is news. He decided not to run for president.
Yeah, but he's not doing a thing. If he decided to run, that's news. Right now, it's just still the same. He wasn't running before, and he's still not running.
But at least he
told
us his reasons now. We know that he just lost his son.
TV Karen and Sade, who are you into for the election? Anybody yet?
First of all, everybody voting is off in this room.
No.
I think I'm the only voter in this fucking room. I believe that.
I haven't voted for
I think I'm the only voter in here.
I'm saying it out loud. I feel bad about it.
Well, I don't feel
like I'm gonna vote.
You live in New York. Your vote doesn't count.
My vote counts. No. I lived in Maryland too, nigga, and I voted there.
I absentee ballot. I absentee ballot to Pennsylvania still.
You know what really don't count? When you don't vote at all.
You gotta vote.
Yeah, no.
Go to commercial.
Guys, I used to run campaigns. No, like my crack cocaine. First, I'll start with voting, and then comedy will lose me, and I'll become a social justice worker. I'm like this close. Like it. Like you don't. I can't vote. It's
when does the comedy part start?
Ha. Fair. Chloe and Lamar have temporarily postponed finalizing their divorce after Lamar's.
Because Chloe's right now she's nursing Lamar recovery. Back from.
From his boner.
No, I put that. You know, somebody got mad at me for this, but I tweeted that I'm praying for him after he almost died of the best possible death.
Why did ever. People think, why did people get mad about that? That's
we signed
funny.
The contract.
Some dumb fucking slice goes, he's in pain.
Slice.
I go, I said I'm praying for him.
Yeah.
I said my prayers are with him. If I do my prayings, isn't that helping?
They're so offended. They're so annoying.
And it's kind of miraculous that he, of course, they had him all but dead when it first happened.
It sounded like he was dead for sure.
And now he's walking around fucking Instagramming.
I know. He should have taken that death. That was a good death.
That would have been a good
death.
That
is a really good
one. 10 days.
I love how it's not embarrassing, though. Like this should be humiliating for him now that he came back.
He went to heaven and got high-fived about a million times by Jesus and sent back.
Yeah.
She's like,
I hang out at the Bunny Ranch sometimes. Whenever I'm in Tahoe, they're cool.
I don't hang out at any Bunny Ranch. I fuck at the Bunny Ranch sometimes.
It's not that amazing.
No, it ain't amazing.
There's a lot of dents. There's a lot of dents in the hoods.
I'm into the filthy. Of it. That's what I like. I'm not going in for
I do think it's weird how they line them up. I do feel uncomfortable. You have to make like a weird Sophie's choice in front of all of them. You have to make eye contact with all of them. I just grab the one closest to me and I have her give me a little tour. I
always pick the girl who flinches the most when I go up to her. Like,
she'll give me the
Let's
right
go.
Amount of tears.
Wait a go.
They're you not
pick,
even hot.
You pick Dennis the brothel owner?
Yes.
I like my girl Randy Ryder.
Wait,
that's
who's your who's you guys in, who are you into for this
Randy Ryder 69.
What's the Broadway vote?
What's the Broadway vote?
I would vote. Who are the people running?
Hillary.
Oh my God!
You got your Hillarys. You got
kidding,
your Ben Carsons.
I'm joking around. I mean, maybe.
Who are
you
rooting for?
I know Bernie. Like, is
Bernie Sanders?
Yeah. How's Bernie doing?
Yeah,
recently?
Bernie.
He's not
Bernie.
He's not doing as well as Larry Sanders. I mean, Larry.
Larry David.
Larry David.
But is it? I kind of think he seemed a little better after the debate because I was like, there's no way. I was like, he doesn't have my vote because he let those black girls push him off stage.
I know, he's looking better now.
Mm-hmm. He does,
but I don't think
now.
He can win the. I don't think he can win the nomination.
He's going to give us a nice Trump presidency.
Trump would be so amazing.
Are they going? Is that going to happen though? Can Trump really be the president? That
yeah.
can really happen.
It's yes. so terrifying.
Really?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah,
it could.
Those cops I punched were like, "Yeah, we're voting for Trump," and I was like, "No."
Every time I see Trump now talking about something, I'm like, "That guy's pretty good." Every time I see him now, he was talking about
all the cops are going to vote.
He was
for
making
him.
Fun of the other Republican candidates. Like, I mean. I'm telling you, man. It's
I mean,
be,
I think a big surprise is coming.
It's like, who do you hate more? First of all, it's all voting at who you hate. That's how the votes are going to be.
Right.
Because nobody, like, loves... Even people that like Hillary don't, like, love her like
right.
that. They're just like, she can... I like
I think
her
she's
I'm,
hot.
Well, would I'm just you? Like, she's it? Like, she's a good...
Her. You eat the box?
I'm going to fuck her square-shaped box, just a guess.
Really? You're going to dig...
I just want to get right in there.
You're going to dig through all
oh,
those
I just
fucking wanna lady
pants
slacks?
Suits, go through those Spanx. I just want to get in there.
Polyester pants.
It's a lot to get through.
Yeah. Sift through the hair.
It's a river of Spanx. Caitlin, what else you got?
Today is Back to the Future Day. The October 21st, 2015.
Don't throw your hands up like that, Kurt. You know you love a Back to the Future, Michael J.
It's just,
Fox.
Everyone's all
what
over it.
What fucking
it's
millennial
boring.
That wasn't even born yet when that came out and made up Back to the Future Day?
Yeah.
Well, it's because, yeah, no, that. The reason they're calling it Back to the Future Day is because this was the day in the future that they went to.
Right. And
they
said the Cubs, they actually said the Cubs was going to win the World Series, and the Cubs are competing for the World Series, but they're down three games to zero against the Mets.
Oh, who cares?
wow.
God, that was so boring.
I forgot, I forgot it was Cunt Corner this week.
What's the town
Marty McFly
was from?
Cunt Corner.
I've never even seen the movie.
I like the little
shimmy. Wait, you never saw Back to the Future?
No, I never saw Back to the Future.
Caitlin,
you piece of shit. That explains so much.
What? Even Karen saw Back to the Future.
Well, yeah, she's been dating you free.
You know it's three of them, by the way.
Oh, my God.
No, but you understand. She was raised on some kidnapper's lawn.
Oh, yeah.
I just saw Rocky. I've seen both Godfathers. I'm working on it.
Yeah, but it's not now. It doesn't matter. You have to see it when you're a child.
Right. Did you see Cornbread, Earl, and Me? Then fuck all y'all.
I saw Cornbread.
Oh, my God.
No, Cornbread, Earl, and Me, the movie.
Go with the theme song. Cornbread.
Got you back.
Sorry.
Back to say yes.
Yes.
They don't
yes.
know.
I did see that one. I had forgotten temporarily.
Thank you. That was Lawrence Fishburne as a boy. That was young Lawrence Fishburne in a movie. Yeah. His first movie.
Boy Fishburne.
Cornbread? It's Cornbread. I remember the song Cornbread.
Merlin
Man. I feel like you just made up a racist song and I'm singing it. And it has nothing to do with what he's saying.
I remember the song Cornbread.
It's a Cornbread song.
Is that the song?
Yes.
No, we went,
Cornbread. Cornbread.
At the same time, we went through a phase of just trying to find every like blaxploitation movie we could. Not that that's what Cornbread was, but we like Dolomite. You ever see Dolomite, the original?
Oh, yep. I've seen every single one of them. I still own them.
Heartfelt speech and the boom mic is coming down.
Yes,
on him.
In the shot.
I mean, we were in fucking
tears. It's several scenes like that in the movie where the boom mic is in the shot.
Oh, it's like, what, Queen Bee?
What y'all thought that was? Dolomite's cock? Get it out the shot.
And then there's a great Dolomite, Rudy Ray Moore improv. It's just him doing improv.
Oh.
It's just nothing. I guess he was an improv comic, so.
He did everything.
Yeah, and so he's like coming up, like the improv was this woman has a baby, and he's got a construction hat, and he goes, I'm an officer of the law, and this baby is too ugly. I'm like, what level of UCB do I have to get to for that?
You got
to
zip, zap, zap to do that.
Did you? Were you an improver, Emily?
Yeah, I moved here to do improv, and that's
how now you? So you were in that scene for a little bit. Did you, Rebecca? You just straight up actor, or did you do that?
I did do it like really briefly, and I dug it. Except I remember being in the class with a bunch of like accountants.
Yeah.
And I just remember being like very frustrated. Just thinking to me like just frustrated.
People who are the funny guy at their office,
or not, or the really scared person that like doesn't talk. That's definitely going to shoot up the office.
Well,
but they're like,
they're
someone was worried, and they said that I should take this class.
Yeah, there were definitely. It felt like there were people there who were there to try and like come out of their show.
Yeah. They told me I should take improv.
I was in a school shooting, a improv school shooting.
No,
it wouldn't even make the news. People were like, that's awesome.
Everyone said to take improv. Because they don't want me planning things.
They said I'm always making lists in red ink. A lot of names on it.
But
it's
how
weird.
Did you like the fucking scene of improv? Because I'm not, like, it's not my world.
Don't attack them, Kurt, just because you don't understand it.
I understand it pretty well.
No, they have, like, joy and happiness.
It's a bunch of beta males and stripy shirts. And,
it's like any scene. It's like there are, it's like, it's kind of like high school. There's cliques, and if you don't fit in, or you're a girl who doesn't fuck the right people, you don't get to be on a team.
This got so scary. I just got scared.
I can only imagine the right people to fuck in an improv class is the wrong people to fuck in real life.
Yes, thank you.
Has to be.
I dated my improv teacher in the middle of class. He was so mean to me in class that I was like, Papa! And I like started dating him.
Yeah.
And then he'd still be mean to me in class. Like he'd be like, what were you thinking in that scene? I was like, are you gonna go to, do you like me? Are
it's supposed to be fun,
my brother's
right?
wedding? I don't.
Is it improv?
Is improv just as competitive with like comedians are? Like very cutthroat?
I think it's not as outwardly competitive. Like,
people
comedians are not as cutthroat. Honest to God. Comedy's cutthroat if you're in a shitty little scene where there's only a couple people. But,
right.
And you, like, honestly, I'll bet you all that shit you're talking about fucking the right people. Like, stand up is a lot more egalitarian than that. I swear to God. You get to be way above your circle because it's a lone wolf job. It's not.
Yeah, but I think girls get really competitive with each other.
The dumb shit that girls do in stand up is like where they're worried about who they fucked. I'm like, listen, if you're funny.
I think any groups.
You fuck
any
whoever
groups.
You want.
Girls in comedy get competitive. White dudes in comedy get competitive. Black dudes in comedy get
famous.
Each fucking group get competitive.
How many people have you heard
that? Yeah, they got my part.
How many female comedians you heard that like pride themselves? Like, I never date a comic. Like, bitch, who cares?
Yeah, we wouldn't. Did you either fucking mongrel?
Try writing a joke. Nobody gave a shit that you fucked a civilian. In fact, I look down on you, kind of.
Yes.
Like, why would you just? Would you date a guy in a band?
I don't even consider female comedians with regular boyfriends as their boyfriends. I just some dude that drives you around to your spots.
Did you hear that?
They fold laundry too.
I never thought. I always make sure never to fuck a kid. Like, you get extra respect.
But if you're somebody who's funny.
Right.
And of course you want to be with someone who's funny, and if you're a comedian, that only other person who could be equally funny would be doing it professionally as well.
You or just described our relationship.
It does get like it does get competitive though. I don't want to like compete with my boyfriend.
There's always a
that's
thing.
That's always been really weird.
I dated a comic. Really? We were on stage. Yeah. We were doing some like improv thing, and I said something that got a laugh, and he went, "She says that all the time." Like he like stole the laugh, and I was like, dude. First of all, I said it one time to you, like, and it came up again. And then he
who
goes,
"Who ratted you out, Nick Turner?"
Nick Turner. Yeah. Then he throws chips
him?
Against
Hold
the
on.
Wall.
Yeah,
I know.
Sean,
wait,
this girl, this girl,
am
with
I on
pig
right
on her
page?
Necklace. Okay,
wait, who? I was low self-esteem.
Outside.
Wait, who did she date?
Hey, listen, hold on.
She dated the star of Best Week Ever, Jack Turner.
She said that
he's a good dude.
He's a terrible person.
I'm not gonna smear someone's name, but he's a terrible person.
I'm not gonna talk about him. Made my mom cry two times. He's a monster.
What?
He didn't jizz on her though.
We're standing outside there. She goes, "Yeah, Kurt, you're physically attractive." I'm like, "Bitch, you dated Nick Turner. Are you coming on to me by saying?"
No, I was just joking because his eyelids look like ball sacks.
The nerve, like Annie will make jokes about a lot of appearances. Like she has a leg to stand on. That Nick Turner thing, you dated who?
I mean, he's a great dude.
He's not a good person.
He's not a good person.
I don't want to talk shit. I don't want to talk shit. I don't want to talk shit on another person who's been named.
I'm definitely fucking you.
But he's a garbage person.
You fucking that nigga.
Don't you feel like she ran out?
We are definitely fucking you. Fucking that nigga.
Get your dick out.
It's been out.
Just on her own pants.
That's because I got a shoe and sock on that don't make it a leg, Dr. Phil. My dick's been out.
It's not the problem that anyone gives a fuck who you fucked. It's that it's a small fucking pool. So if you fuck one dude and then like bro code you like X out, then all of a sudden there are 10 dudes you can never fuck because they can't get the face of that one dude out of your fucking head.
Keep in mind
I fuck them in packs. I go, it's a twofer.
And you guys thought it was the art teacher's fault.
Some guy loses his direction because he can't get somebody's face out of his head.
If you are funny,
I got my knee on his jizz.
No, for career, that's absolutely true. I'm talking about dating.
Who you fuck, it doesn't matter. If you're funny, it trumps all that shit.
Yeah.
So the girls that worry about that are not funny. If you at all worried, like,
trumps it.
I thought I'd never fuck
But you
come.
Gotta
Shut
know.
Up,
you gotta know that it trumps it, though. You gotta have it in your head. It may trump it, but you might not believe it. Just like you might have a funny set and you might not believe it at set. Everyone, I ain't fucker. You fucker?
Well, I'm talking about back in
the
day.
Everyone list, though,
she's a woman of a certain age. Yeah, but back in the day.
I fuck women of a certain age.
I mean, she was with Gary Shandling, so that's going back a while.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
But like people think she's funny. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, you can fuck whoever you want to fuck.
I will.
I think at the very beginning.
Oh, Sarah still gets it. She knows it. I tell her every day.
Yeah.
If you're trying to be taken seriously in the very beginning. But there's like a window because there is like that hiccup where literally no one's taking you seriously anyway. Like there's no chance they're going to take you seriously.
Right. Yeah.
So that's when you slide in, you fuck the guys, you make the mistakes, and then you're fine.
Well, how many black guys was on this mistake list, you fucking racist?
Come on, you both know.
I had sex with white guys, and then I imagine black guys choking me. Does that count?
That's because Nick's fat ass is on you and you felt like you were being choked. They don't mean to put a black dude in the room.
Nick ate a pizza off Annie's back one time.
That's pretty
sad. They called me pizza back. I thought it was back me, but...
That's pretty hot, actually.
But it was just actually pizza on my back.
What did he just hand you? Anything, guys?
It's just notes.
Oh.
No, anyway, let's get back to this Nick Turner shit.
No. I don't like talking shit.
No, he's a good dude. I think he's a funny guy, though. I don't know. Y'all might not think he's nice.
He's funny. I think he's a bad person. I think he's funny, but it's
he's not a good person, you saying?
Mm-mm. It was not good.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I really wish his name wasn't mentioned. I could really go...
It's too late now.
Because it's like you're talking... I don't want to talk shit on a specific person.
No, I'm not talking shit about him.
It's not bad.
I'm talking more shit about your vagina for touching him than him.
It was only a couple times. Don't worry, over a year.
You dated him. You could say whatever the fuck you want. We don't give a shit.
Yeah, we don't care.
The Star Wars thing is what I wanted to get into before
absolutely.
We get out of here.
Sure. So, #boycott Star Wars 7 is a thing on Twitter, and
it's small, too. Let's keep it real.
It's
five people.
No, this is the thing that annoys me about this, because I promise you it's four fucking people.
Yeah.
And these little humps. On BuzzFeed, like, we found another racist. This is like the Westboro Baptist Church. Like, people love the Westboro Baptist Church. I love them. I love them because they're just saying what's in the Bible.
They can read.
They're not saying just what's in the Bible.
They just picked one part, but guess what?
They just say a lot of stuff. They say a lot of stuff.
But that's the most easy target. It's so easy. Like, they're like cartoon villains.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm better than the West. Oh, are you? I mean, it's pretty easy, right, to clear that bar of Westboro
Baptist
Church.
But that's
the
kind of foolishness that'll get a press and get attention when somebody do some dumb shit.
So everybody can pat themselves on the back like, well, I would never be in that church. Yeah, oh, really? And so that's what this bullshit is.
This #boycott Star Wars thing is maybe like a handful of people, mostly racist.
No, it is. Listen, there's a lame at, but there
they're
is
white,
also...
white hands. Those are white
dude,
hands.
No matter how cool a movie is or how good it is, there's always somebody... I was just talking about that show, Mr. Robot, that's a fucking great show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That is good.
I'm telling some guy in the crew, he's like, I thought it was all right. Like, shut the fuck up. You've never done anything as good as that in your life, but you're going to nitpick the weird little flaws in a great show?
Yes.
That's like shit I did in high school. I'm like, Tim Burton sucks now. Like, I have any idea. This guy who's built a career making incredible shit, but I just didn't like one thing. I'm like, he sucks now.
Well, I mean, him and Johnny Depp, one it's of them's got to die. I can't handle them.
I no longer believe in democracy because of Twitter, and I hate the way Twitter has given people a voice because none of you...
Because it's the sheer arrogance of nothings.
Yeah, well, what's like, annoying, too, is that it makes us not able to... like, we have to be more careful about what we say, but those little fuckers can say whatever the fuck they want. It's like the
you gotta be
effect.
More careful. I got to be more careful.
No, then they get hurt. Then they get hurt when you fucking hit back to go, well, I'm not a public figure.
Right.
This dipshit, well, who's that guy the beefy guy that told me I was corny? So I put the picture of him with threaded eyebrows and his shirt off.
Vinny,
yeah, Vinny, but he's some kind
he's
of.
He's a nice guy, though. He's a good guy. Both of y'all are two alpha dum dums. Both of y'all.
Oh, he's Albanian. Listen, I'm grading him an Albanian curve. Okay, because I get it. You're a type of Guido person, so you've got your own issues. This motherfucker goes, now you've crossed the line. I'm like, dude, you're attacking me on my shit. Why am I crossing the line?
Right.
He goes, you're a public figure. I'm a private citizen.
You are talking, motherfucker.
I agree. He was delusional.
Shut the fuck up like a private citizen.
He was delusional thinking you were a public figure and a big time.
That's
we both agree on that.
That's even funnier. Like, you thought I was this figure. I was up in the clouds for you.
People believe in
you,
Kurt.
You were punching up at me?
He thought he was fisting you like that picture.
Exactly.
That does tickle me.
But I see your dumb whiteness.
A Guido with threaded fucking eyebrows posting shirtless selfies has the balls to call somebody corny?
He's got a nice body.
A fucking Albanian.
He's got a nice body,
I had a guy
Kurt.
With a nipple.
What has he ever worn that wasn't track
you know
something?
What?
There
to
was
be
a guy
fair.
Talking shit to me that had a nipple. He had, one of his pictures on Instagram was him getting a nipple tattoo, and I just kept going, LOL nipple tattoo, LOL nipple tattoo to everything he said, and he got so mad he like blocked me. I'm like, dude, you have a fucking shut the fuck up. If you're gonna talk shit to me, make sure your shit is private. I can't find your wife. I will tag her ass so fucking fast. I will find her on Facebook. I will send her messages.
Sure,
like,
have you met girl
so
Kurt, by the way?
I don't give a fuck.
Like, what is Israel? What does that mean? Israel?
Yeah, so today or yesterday, the Israeli's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insisted that a Palestinian convinced Hitler to carry out the Holocaust.
Yes, the Grand Mufti.
This is bullshit. The Holocaust never happened.
Well,
no, Hitler convinced them to hate the Jews. Listen.
Another example of a white man taking a black man's idea.
The German prime minister is like fine taking responsibility for the Holocaust.
These fucking, we talked about this before. Remember 9/11 with the where they showed the Palestinians dancing and celebrating?
Oh yeah, that one
group. And then these people that defend them go, "No, that was just a lie. That was some CNN doctored up." No, it wasn't. That's a real video from
that. No, that was real people
and
dancing.
And they're savvy enough, these fuckers, to beat people up for videotaping their evil shit they do. So, like, seriously, fuck them. Like, here, just
you can't say fuck them all. Kurt over a bunch of handful of dum-dums.
Listen, honest to God, you get like I'm not for Jewish settlements. I'm like and that shit.
Well,
I don't
no,
like
I'm not for that either.
But honest to God, you better drop this shit that there's not going to be in Israel. We say there is, so there is. So just maybe play nice, and then we'll start feeling sorry for you. Like you don't get to stab or do your little macho.
Oh, right
like,
now it's out of control.
We only shot one rocket, and they here's how many rockets you get to shoot.
None. Zero.
You're the fucking weaker people. Yeah. That means you don't get to have rockets.
But the Israeli
you fucking. But you lay can't, down like Gandhi taught you.
But you can't. That's good.
Fucking lay down so we feel bad for you.
But
that's
you
what you do.
But you can't let motherfuckers keep their thumb pressed on your neck or their foot on your neck for eternity. You can't control somebody's fucking imports and exports and their schools and their libraries
water.
And
their
hospitals and their water and
their
electricity. You can't control all that and think you're going to move up and keep them down. You only get rise as high as you holding a nigga down.
Yeah, but also on their end, they could, maybe
get used to it.
Maybe take the protocols of the Elders of Zion out of their fucking Constitution, they could on their end.
Listen,
that.
It ain't no heroes or winners in that fucking region. They all fucking shitty people.
I
but not
know
how to live together.
The prime minister blaming the Palestinians for the Holocaust isn't helping tensions at all.
They love the Holocaust. Do you not get that? The Grand Mufti, Hitler had special meetings with him where they established that Palestinians are actually a kind of Aryan.
Now, Grand Mufti, was that Eddie Murphy's father in Coming to America?
No. No. That's a real thing. That's a real fucking thing.
I believe it.
Yeah, well,
by the way, talk to people from over there about Hitler. And talk to them for 5 minutes.
Talk to people over here about Hitler. Go to South Jersey and talk to people about Hitler. Yeah, they're like this. He had some ideas.
They don't love him like they don't love him like the Arabs do. I told you that kid.
Shit.
I told you that kid that worked at the cellar was the funniest shit. And he wasn't mean spirited.
Yeah.
He was a nice kid from Egypt. And it was funny that she goes, "Well, actually, we don't like Palestinians, but we just don't want Jews there." But he's not like he's just sincerely saying that.
That happens around the globe.
And he goes, "So what was so bad about Hitler? He just really loved his country."
Nobody ever says that about
about Jamaicans. You never go somewhere like this. Get those fucking Jamaicans.
Wait, what?
People just, they have weed.
Because they laid back, too. Because they go like this.
Let's
say
there's no Israel. What's going to be in its place? A nice place?
Disney World. Who gives a fuck? I've never been there ever. I've never been in that region. So what do I care what's there?
Well, that's
a you been?
Here's a larger point. Here's a larger point. I've never been there. I don't give that much.
I care what's in Coney Island, nigga, because I go to Coney Island.
But yeah. The Star Wars.
Look
thing,
at Karen. Look at Karen's Jew. I felt her Jewish energy burning on me.
Look at him asleep. He's so bored when you start talking about Israel. I don't give a shit either.
We shake all those sword noses up and make them live together.
By the way, it's like I coined the phrase sword noses, but I don't know if I want credit.
No. Every time I use it, I go like this. Kurt came up with that.
No, I said it on Kyle's Professor Blastoff. Right. You know, Kyle and Tate's
podcast.
Oh, we
got 2 minutes left. Shit, this one too
people
too
got
fast.
So mad that I said sword noses.
We need to make t-shirts with a big nose.
Yeah. Listen, it's like an inch to the Jews. By a nose, I give it
Thank
to the Jews.
Thank our guests for coming on, Kurt. Will you do that, please, you son of a bitch?
Emily, when is your thing coming out? Your episodes?
Season 4 of Orange I will be on, and then November 10th at 10:30 p.m. Donnie on USA is my new show that I am on with my face as an actor.
Who else?
Wait, hey Cosby,
I'm so happy. I'm so proud of you.
It's me and Donnie Deutsch.
I'm proud of you. You know that.
The big idea, Donnie Deutsch?
Donnie Deutsch. Oh, really?
Wow.
Who's Donnie Deutsch?
His final big idea.
He has like a Dr. Phil type show within a show. I play the executive producer of it. My name's Pam Carver.
Oh, that's how y'all doing it. Okay, nice.
It's gonna be good.
Cool.
Tell your father I said hi, Emily.
I will.
Broadway Rebecca Jones, what's going on? What's your thing?
Hey. I'm everybody's family.
The only other thing I have happening right now really is I have a couple of indie films coming out.
Nice.
Hopefully soon. One is a cool, creepy horror movie called Ratter about a real thing that happens, which is when people can spy on you through your webcam.
Oh, yeah. Kurt used to be really into that.
I don't know technology well enough for that.
He just cut a hole in your computer and sit behind it.
No, there's such good actresses, and it made me laugh the whole time. Because I got a script of, like, remember my weird gross sex thing that we had? Like, I never dreamed that would be a script that professional actors had to sit
there. They had to pretend they wanted that jizz so
that's
bad.
That's the greatest thrill of showbiz, of just writing. That's the only thing I like about writing is that a real professional has to take my garbage and act it out.
I'm just so sad that she got to do all the awful things that Sade did with you on screen.
Is Isaiah Washington in any of those independent
films? We got 20 seconds. Annie, what are you doing?
I don't know. Instagram, follow my Twitter, whatever. We have a pilot coming out.
We love you.
My e-show hopefully comes back.
Anything you want to promote
Tommy.
Or anything?
At Tommy O'Malley. Tommy's going to be back with more segments too soon.
That was a great segment.
Yes.
That was awesome. I learned a lot.
We're doing a lot right now.
Someone pushed her, and that's fucked
up. Caitlin, what's your thing?
Yeah, tickets available for I'm Probably on October 31st. I'm going to be in Cincinnati November 12th through the 15th.
Oh, come see me. Wait, I'm headlining UCB November 14th for the New York Comedy Festival. I forgot. And I'll be there all week for the
All right. Race Wars, hey. Yeah, that's the you waving me? Yeah, we done.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Peace. Bye.
Bye.